Stay off the f***ing set, man. For f***ing sake. Right, let's go again. Let's not take a f***ing minute. Let's go again!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Weird Al Yankovic!
Homer, Marge wrote me about what happened. And as soon as her check cleared, I was on the first reasonably priced flight here.
Did you ever get the parody songs I sent you?
Yes.
Which one was better? Living La Pizza Loca or Another One Bites the Crust?
They were pretty much the same, Homer.
Yeah, like you and Alan Sherman.
Hey, you know how there are some things that are so bad that they're funny? That's not you. I don't want you thinking that that's you. You're not so bad that you're entertaining somehow, or that you have any worth, or that anybody enjoys listening to you. You're just bad. Just not funny. Just die.
Oh, man, please.
And now, well, our next stop's the Nut Hut.
Our feature presentation.
Good start.
Bean just said good start.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Do you not have headphones? Does Kevin not have headphones?
He doesn't have headphones.
How's everybody doing?
He wants to know what's going on.
What's going on?
I can hear him.
No, I know. I'm telling him what you're saying. He can hear you.
I see. Oh, now I got some headphones. Sorry.
Oh, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was going to interpret all morning.
Yeah, that would have gone well.
What's going on? What's the problem there? Are headphones new?
Sicky's here, but not 100%.
Two words, psycho and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's usually the focal point of any trouble that we've got on the program. That's for sure.
The end of your intro, and now our feature presentation, I looked at Mike and I went, headphones?
Probably need a producer.
And then he sort of walked out of the room. I was a little shocked that there wasn't any hurry.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess it's
no sense of urgency.
No.
By the way, we are going to take your phone calls on any topic. The Wednesday morning edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. I'd be curious to know if you have a challenge for Lisa May's comment this morning that Butterfinger is easily the best candy bar in the world, Kevin.
Butterfinger?
Oh, I love Butterfinger. And Mike agrees with me. We both think Butterfingers rule.
They might rule, but they're not the best candy in the world because we went to the Decider to find that out, if you'll recall. And that was Snickers.
That's what the Decider came up with, was Snickers?
So I don't even get a personal choice
anymore? I believe it was Snickers, was it not? No, you don't.
I don't recall.
We all have to abide by the ruling.
Yeah, when you go to the Decider, that's the decision. I mean, with a capital D. I mean, that's why we use him, is because it settles arguments like this so that they don't fester.
You guys don't remember the 7-week series that we had on the best candy bar?
I do. I have a closet full of Bit of Honey that would argue with that.
Yeah.
Look, Butterfinger's great. I don't think there's no one that I know of who's saying that Butterfinger doesn't deserve to be in the conversation.
It's no problem.
It's just that if it has been decided, it's been decided, and it clearly isn't Butterfinger. I mean, if it were me, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups would be ahead of Butterfinger, for instance.
But is it?
No.
Is it you? No.
It's not me.
Yeah, Manny's wrong anyway.
I'm not the decider. Yeah. What? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups kick Buttercups and Butterfingers
no way.
Ass.
Oh, I think
no
I'd have to put Reese's
way
above Butterfinger.
Oh, you guys no are
absolutely
high.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if
you
we're
can make
high,
that
I would
yourself
like it even
just
more.
Just take a candy bar and dip it in some peanut butter. You cannot make a Butterfinger yourself. That is a magical thing that only other people can make.
Okay.
You just say Lisa that because the Butterfinger is also a sex position and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup isn't. That's the only reason you say that. That's why you're giving that the nod, but I'm just saying, I'm glad Kevin remembered the Decider because now we don't have to hear about the stupid Butterfinger all day.
Yeah.
Fine.
You could
fine
say it's good. You could say you're happy with it. You like the taste.
Best
you like
candy in the world.
It's just not acceptable.
Well,
you can't.
That's blasphemy is what it is.
Right.
I mean, you're basically looking at the word of the Decider and you're seeing it right there on the printed page and you're saying, nope, I choose not to believe. And
is
that's
it
just
like I'm spitting in God's eye, essentially?
Yes.
Is that what I'm doing here?
It's almost exactly what it's like. It's been handed down from on high, and we mere mortals just have to accept it.
Who are we to question?
Correct.
Exactly.
All right, then.
Thank you.
All
Lisa
right.
Much better.
Fine.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
After that unpleasantness. Today is Wednesday. It's the 11th of February, Ola.
And put your eye out.
That could, yeah. And it's time to take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call, you get on the air, you get a prize.
I don't know. Mike, how that helps us.
Mike is in good form today, I got to tell you.
Is that what he left for you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. But at least he's not here.
Hey, we're sorry. You wow must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos.
I love them so much.
Well, how could you not? It's the number one selling extruded snack in America, which is a category we all admire so much. A family-sized bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos is what you get for being on the air with Kevin and Bean at 1-800-520-1067.
All right, let's go to Rachel in Burbank to begin today's show. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, guys. Hey,
what
is hi, Lisa.
Hi, Rachel.
So I looked at the most recent cover of FHM.
FHM,
yes. Oh, my God. They have this most amazing girl. I actually went to your Miss Double D December competition, mm-hmm. and I was trying to tell one of you guys about her, Rachel Stevens. Oh, my God.
Wow, somebody's got a crush.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like it.
Let's go to Psycho Mike, who is terrible in the studio but knows all things model. Who's this Rachel Stevens, Mike? Should we know who she is?
I have to admit, I'm not that familiar with Rachel Stevens.
Wow!
Her name doesn't even really ring a bell.
Face!
I know.
And she's British, and she has the most amazing body ever. She's done a couple of music videos. If you look her up on YouTube, if you even look probably at their website right now.
All right, take it
easy,
Rachel.
She's their cover girl.
Wow, is Rachel naked and touching something right now?
Is she on British FHM or the American one? Because I thought the American one's cover was, the new one would be Nicole Scherzinger.
I was at my work. I work at a Borders, and I was looking at the covers of FHM. It looked like she was actually the cover girl.
She's pretty hot, it turns out. Lisa just found her on the online.
I Googled
okay.
her.
Yeah.
And British accent. She actually even did this whole thing where she did a public service announcement for testicular cancer. And it's basically her telling the guys to feel themselves up.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Rachel has a lot of information at her wet fingertips about this chick, doesn't she?
She's nowhere near the category of the cover model for Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Bar Raffaele,
right? I mean, she's not even in the same category.
Probably not.
Right, yeah. Rachel?
What?
You heard me. I'm putting you on hold.
No, I'm pretty sure she didn't actually.
No, I know. I just thought it would be better. All right, let's see. Where do we want to go? Let's go to Eric in Long Beach. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, Eric. What to do? I have a horrible, horrible situation. I've had three times where I filled my greenhouse, and each time black mold, unbeknownst to me, but now announced, has killed my little green guys.
What?
I think I speak Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Okay.
He's growing weed, and he keeps running into trouble with mold.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyone out there in my same situation that can't figure out why their little green guys keep dropping dead may want to search for mold in their walls, mold anywhere in the home.
So it's mold in your house, huh?
His greenhouse.
Where the greenhouse is, I had a little spillage with the reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
And like an idiot, I didn't clean it up right away, which I should have. And I had 5 months of not making any money and living off my savings.
Wow.
People smoking pot, not being vigilant. That's shocking to me.
No. I don't use my own supply there, at least. Man.
Right,
oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm a sober as a judge.
Sure.
Hey, let's change topics because you're so boring. Did you hear that 8 people were arrested from that Michael Phelps bong photo party?
Really?
8 people were arrested, and the guy whose bong it was tried to sell it on eBay, and they came in and confiscated the bong now as evidence. I don't know how they can not charge Michael Phelps if they're arresting all these other people around him, but isn't that unbelievable? What a witch hunt.
What state was this in?
South Carolina, I think, wasn't it, guys?
Hey, man,
but you can't, from a photo, you can't prove what was in it or what people were doing.
I know. I have no idea what's going on. I feel like maybe they're, maybe the pressure is on law enforcement to do something because of this green menace that's apparently inflicting their state. And they got to make some arrests.
Dear Lord.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Eric, send that dude to jail, but leave, Michael Phelps and his and his frat party alone.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Catherine in Los Angeles. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Lisa May, you're correct about the Butterfingers, I have to tell you.
Sorry. You're incorrect about the Butterfingers.
We'll just have our own party.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's go Kings, man. We're 7-1-1. We're 2 points out of the playoffs right now.
No kidding.
Nobody ever talks about hockey, ever. Yeah.
I try, Catherine, because I'm a Kings fan, but everybody's eyes glaze over, and it doesn't feel like I'm reaching anyone except for you.
Now, hold on a sec. We don't stop you when you want to talk about hockey. We all like the hockey on this show.
Yeah,
we have a goalie, people. We might make the playoffs.
I think for a while there wasn't much to talk about.
Well, it wasn't.
That was the issue.
It wasn't
right?
going swimmingly.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's
now,
what you're saying.
7-1-1 just means the last 9 games. You still, unfortunately, have to carry the load for the first few couple of months of the season, and that record stands, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
True. Yeah. You're absolutely true, but you know what? The guys have confidence in themselves, and they're playing great. They are playing great. So come down to Staples Center, people. Watch the Kings.
Woo! Go Kings!
Go Kings! Nicely done. A woman talking hockey. That's sexy.
First, we had a woman like all over this cover girl. And
yeah.
Now, what? This is your universe, boys.
It's the best group of women ever.
All right. James, Kilvina, hang up. Kit Kat isn't in the discussion because the decider said it's Snickers. Charles in Anaheim, you can call about whatchamacallit all you want, but if Kevin Smith says it's Snickers, the debate is over. What don't you people understand about the decider?
They can be top 10, maybe.
Yeah.
But we're not looking for a number one
because we've
already found
10.
It.
Because that's already done. So, you know, just amuse yourselves with whatever you think because we don't care.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Sarah Shahi is coming into the studio today.
Yes, she is.
Which is why Sickie is back today when clearly he's not ready to work.
I think Mike needs to go home. I hate to see him this way.
Yeah.
He seems like he's a little, you know, sick and would feel better laying in bed getting some rest.
Definitely.
I agree.
I think
that's
important.
We would be bad bosses if we forced him to stay on today. I agree.
And then if he feels better, maybe around 9-ish, he could come back. But... So we got Sarah Shahi. She's on that TV show Life.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Matt Money Smith on the program today. Talking about A-Rod. Oh, I'm sorry. A-Fraud.
Word.
Bang! Yeah!
A-Fraud is big. A-Roid is big. A-Roid is another one. A-Hole is what they're calling him in the New York newspapers. He's appropriate.
Okay, I like that.
He's got a lot of new nicknames.
Baseball fans don't have a sport that they can actually follow, so they go with this kind of stuff.
They're all into the gossip.
Yeah. Lewis Black in the studio today?
He's great.
Oh, yeah. Well.
What?
Not so much in the studio today, right? He canceled. Sorry, I forgot.
He did. He canceled again.
Yeah, my bad.
And my favorite thing is, tell the guys I love them, but can't make it again today. Well, how much do you love us then, really?
Well, I think the answer to that is not much.
No.
Not much at all,
but
right.
That's the right decision. I'm fine with that. Crazy Bikini Girl? From American Idol?
Yeah.
All right.
You will hate her so much, Kevin. You haven't had the pleasure of enjoying her on television because you don't watch the AI. But if she's half as annoying in our studio today as she has been on the TV, you will hate her.
Now here's the question that I have, because it seems like if you're in the world of that kind of television, if you want to make it big, if you want to be the breakout star, you have to be a complete jerk. That's how you do it.
That's not the case at all. That's one way to get attention.
You have to be able to sing, I think.
Right, but I'm saying, is she going to be as annoying in person? I didn't see what she did. I guess the first time she was okay, but she was wearing a bikini, so they put her through. And then the second time is when she was horrible?
No, she was horrible both times.
She was both, okay.
Bean.
Yeah, she's an average singer, but she had great personality and, seriously, maybe the sweetest ass I've ever seen on television. I mean, it's unbelievable how hot her body is. And that went a long way toward getting her to Hollywood. But then she's just the attitude. You just can't believe her attitude. I mean, she is one of these people that we talk about who believes that the world revolves around them, and they should be stars because they think they should be.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
But I'm fascinated to hear more from her, and I'm glad she's coming in.
Last night was the biggest night in sports. Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, that's right.
Best in show.
I didn't watch, but I did see the highlight clip with one of the 7 finalists. They have the best breed that all go around and then somebody gets chosen as the best of show. And the dog was just peeing the whole way around.
Yeah.
Really?
All the way around. Just leak, 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 leak.
And they don't get eliminated for that?
Oh, no, they shoot them. They kill them.
The dog had already eliminated. That was the problem.
Have a sharpshooter take them out.
it was just crazy.
Yeah, those people are all crazy. And I brought in some highlights. So
good.
Weird how crazy.
A 10-year-old won, Lisa.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make fun of it, Bean. So if you're not on board with that, let's talk about something else.
No, it's fine. I didn't know if Lisa had heard the shocking upset that a 10-year-old had won the competition.
That's amazing.
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
Not anymore. Apparently that dog is fine. And more tickets for the Kevin Abine Horrible Singles Party. Horror because it's Friday the 13th.
Right.
Not W-H-O-R-E, which people seem to be...
Hoping. Yeah.
Which maybe we should just change it to that.
Our next party.
But we have some more tickets for you for that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And don't forget K-Rock's World Tour 2009, destination number 3, Kings of Leon in New Zealand.
Wow.
You win tickets to... Oh, you weren't
ready. Sorry,
was it again? Kings of Leon in New Zealand.
Okay.
Well, that was worth it.
I like that you're not making any effort to get more. Just that one clip.
I've been very busy.
You get on the standby boarding list with tickets to see the band at the Forum August 22nd. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10. Your chance to qualify and win coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Good morning, Ralph Garman. How are you?
I'm spectacular.
Wow. Excellent. Are you still sick?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
As a dog. Dude.
Mike's sick. You're sick.
Yep.
Is Sarah Shahi the reason you're here today?
No, I'm here because...
He's a professional.
I'm professional, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mike, dedicated and hard work.
Mike is here because of...
I don't call it sick unless I'm... Really, really sick.
Yeah.
Because I know it makes things difficult for everyone when one of us is out. The other people pick up the slack and it's a drag.
We miss you most when you're gone.
When Bean and I try to do the showbiz, we get roundly slapped down by the listeners.
It does hurt. It does hurt the people I love.
It's not good.
Singles party tickets coming up next hour for the party this Friday night. And the Internet Roundup Freakout Edition coming up just after the news at 6. First, here's Sickie number 2 with today's Showbiz Beep.
Speaking of people I'd like to hurt...
Yeah.
You guys were talking about the 133rd Westminster Dog Show last night.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting.
Was on the USA Network.
Biggest night in sports.
Congratulations to Stump, by the way.
Is that the name of it?
The name of
the 10-year-old spaniel who won Best in Show. Way to go, Stump.
Stump.
With a name like Stump, I'm expecting a three-legged dog.
But you would hope,
no,
right?
No. They disappoint me yet once again.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because you know my love of PETA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. PETA was in force outside Madison Square Garden.
Oh, do they hate the dog shows?
For the dog show. Oh, yeah.
Does this, they think they treat him poorly or something?
No, they believe that the AKC, the American Kennel Club, I guess that's the group that puts this thing together.
That's the parent company that does it?
Right. These are the people who, they do the paperwork.
They organize and
the
judge.
The paperwork for the purebred dogs
register them, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. They equate them with the KKK. That's right, the Ku Klux Klan. So they were handing out their PETA leaflets dressed as Klansmen outside the Madison Square Garden yesterday.
Well,
but
that's
I saw
in
plenty of black and brown dogs in the competition.
I don't think that's what they're saying.
They were wearing the white robes and the hoods and the pointed hoods outside handing out leaflets, equating the AKC to the KKK. The brochures read, the KKK and the AKC, BFF?
No, they didn't.
Arguing that purebred dogs suffer unduly because of the standards that they, by breeding them together. And so they blame the AKC for this and said they have a fetish for body image.
So, do they not want there to be any purebred dogs? They want everybody to
no
be
more
nuts?
Purebred dogs, exactly.
Wow. Why are they so bad?
Beagles have epileptic seizures, they say. Dalmatians are deaf. Pugs can barely breathe. Just because looks are everything.
They're assholes.
So, once again.
Wow.
PETA going above and beyond the call of a-holery. I just thought that was interesting.
Good cause. Tactics that make me hate them.
Yeah, apparently there's some footage of a guy screaming at them wearing the KKK outfits. That's disgusting, the man says. He strode away. I'm going to go buy more fur. That's my man. That's my guy.
Every time you do a PETA story, Kevin orders another double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr.
And I eat a kitten.
The world needs to stay balanced. Yeah, you heard him.
He said kitten. You heard him. Kitten.
Do you eat a sea kitten, Ralph?
What's that?
The sea kitten?
The sea queen. Fish or sea kittens. Oh, finally. Katherine Heigl is leaving Grey's Anatomy. Now she can shut the F up.
Oh, I liked her on that show.
Oh,
she's
Lisa.
A stupid bitch.
You don't even watch that show.
It doesn't have
because
to.
She's on it. Now that she's off it, I'll watch.
It only affects me.
I don't mean her character. I meant her. Go ahead, Ralph.
Thanks, Mike. Permission to continue?
Ralph, Mike says go ahead.
Oh, good. All right. So. Excuse me. T.R. Knight will be joining her, apparently.
Oh, he's leaving, too?
Yes.
Did he want to go?
Yeah, he wanted to go, too.
He's been complaining a long time about the quality of the scripts. They got a, the two of them are always complaining about being on one of the biggest shows on television.
I know. It's a bitch. Wow. It's tough being on one of the hottest shows on television, making hundreds of thousands of dollars per week. It's hard.
Yeah.
To be a pimp in the city.
I don't watch that show anymore, as you know, Ralph, but have they announced how they're going to do it? Is it going to be an ER-style takeover by a gunman who's going to mow them down in cold blood in the OR or anything?
I hope.
Certainly hope so.
This all comes from James Pickens Jr., who apparently plays...
He's the chief.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know the show, so I don't know his character's name. He's Dr. McFarty.
It's okay, we call him
Dr. McFarty, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that they're both going to be walking away from the show. Wherever Catherine goes, I wish her nothing but the best, he said. Regarding T.R. Knight, he's going too. He just wants to pursue other career paths. Yeah. Okay. Give Dave Caruso a call before you make any final decisions. See how your career path goes from there.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're wearing your sunglasses saying, can't pull the sheep over my eyes or whatever he says.
That isn't good for you.
CSI Miami.
Yeah.
Maria Menounos is in the news. Says she has a theory why Jessica Simpson is looking a little hefty these days. Maria told Fox News, it's because Jess is probably now finally happy. She's carrying a few pounds because she's in a comfortable spot in her life and loves her boyfriend, Tony Romo.
It's really hard for me to gain weight.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then, okay. Go be happy and fat. Just get off my television! When you're ready to be miserable and good-looking again, then come back and join us. Until then, you got nothing to share. Naomi Watts, speaking of weight, is making herself the most hated woman in America. Just 2 months after giving birth to her second son, she announced that she has lost all their baby weight.
Yep.
Did she have to announce that?
I think she did.
Did she really?
Yeah, yeah, she did.
Couldn't she just shut up?
Well, it gets better. Despite the fact that she doesn't exercise at all and eats more now than she did when she was pregnant.
So that's just basically poking other women in the eye? Is
that
what you're
saying? She's a genetic freak, and other women are not as lucky.
She's basically one of those just naturally really skinny chicks.
Yeah.
Sweet. Seen the trailers for The International, new movie with her and
Clive? Yeah, that looks good.
It looks good, doesn't it?
All his movies look good. That's I can't wait.
She's good, too. She's a good actress.
She's a great actress, yeah.
Speaking of actresses, you know that they're having a hard time finding Maid Marian to play opposite old, fat Russell Crowe as Robin Hood.
A chunky one?
Yeah. They originally had Sienna Miller playing Maid Marian, and they were watching them together and said, this looks ridiculous. He's just old, and she's so young and hot. It seems weird.
Right.
We got to recast Maid Marian. It looks like they finally got their actress. Cate Blanchett, apparently, will be taking on the role of Maid Marian in the upcoming film.
Okay.
She's still going to make him look fat, but at least he won't look quite as old because she's more his age range.
You know, normally no one cares that the guy looks fat and old and the girl does really young and hot. That's an odd trend.
Maybe in a period piece like that, it looks odd. It's more of a modern phenomenon, I think, perhaps, than back in the 1600s.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler has announced his next new film. It'll be about five best friends from high school who reunite after 30 years on a 4th of July weekend. Here is your cast. Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Rob Schneider, and David Spade.
Kevin, how excited are you?
Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven.
It's like the superstars of cinema.
Yeah.
You know?
That's his posse, though.
I just got a rash. Does that mean anything? I don't think I'm going to like this movie at all.
It kind of sounds like a mature topic for an Adam Sandler movie, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, Bean. I'm sure they're going to get around and discuss their feelings. No, they're going to fart at each other and fall into a barbecue, and one guy's gonna get his face all burnt off, and then
I like it already.
Another guy's allergic to pickles, and it's in the potato salad, and he's gonna blow up and start farting.
It's like you've already seen the script.
It writes itself, really. Kevin James is gonna be a wuss.
Yeah, and fat.
Today's celebrity birthdays. You got any Leslie Nielsen for me over there? Cue up some Leslie Nielsen because his birthday's today. I'll be getting to that in a second. Okay, just giving you a heads up. Brandy Moesha. Remember her?
Yeah. Well,
she's 30 years old today.
All those people, right?
Yeah, she kills a lot of people with her car. Mm-hmm. Aubrey O'Day. We've seen her semi-naked from Danity Kane. She's 25 years old today. Mike Shinoda.
Hey!
Linkin Park turns 32. Surfer Kelly Slater celebrates his 37th birthday today. Jennifer Aniston turns the big 4-0 today.
Wow.
Oh, Jennifer.
We were talking about this yesterday off the air, Mike, how Jennifer Aniston is so much hotter now than she was 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
I mean, substantially
hotter. It's crazy how much better looking she's gotten.
That is not a... a usual thing when someone hits 40, they hit their peak.
When I was in high school watching Friends, and I was way hornier than I was now, I never even gave her a second look. Now I want her more than life itself.
She's... All right, easy, easy.
Yeah, take it easy. She's not that good.
Governor Sarah Palin is 45 years old today.
Hot, right? Oh,
so hot.
Until she opens her mouth.
I'd love She's pretty hot for a governor, though, I'd if love there is that category.
Do her in a plane while shooting at wolves. So hot. Sheryl Crow's 47. Burt Reynolds, legendary film actor, is 73 years old today.
And scary looking.
He is a freak.
He doesn't look like Burt Reynolds anymore, I'll tell you that.
Tunnel, Burt.
No, he doesn't. He and Kenny Rogers should get together. And
no one would recognize him.
Talk about who they are.
Yeah, right. Try to discover who they are again. Tina Louise, remember Ginger from Gilligan's Island?
Of course.
Yeah. She's 75 years old today.
Ouch.
Ginger's 75.
You don't really want to see that.
No.
No, it's not.
She's way reclusive, too, right, Ralph?
Yeah, you don't see much of her anymore.
Can you imagine if you were on TV when you were hot and young and thin and everything, and then everybody would
constantly go... in your face.
Wow. That's got to be a bummer.
No one is ever not disappointed when they see you.
100% disappointed.
That's got to suck. And one of our favorites, actor Leslie Nielsen, turns 83 years old today, and you know what? He's sharp as ever, Leslie Nielsen.
You guys spoof War of the Worlds, you spoof The Grudge, The Village, Saw, Million Dollar Baby. How many of those movies have you seen?
How about the basketball game?
Basketball game. Remind me about the basketball game. I forget.
Am I talking about the... Who am I talking to?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin.
I do police work. You can't be found.
That's correct. Yes.
Where are you? You're in Dallas, right?
We're in Dallas, yes.
Yes, we are.
What?
So that's...
Oh, Leslie.
That happened.
I love him.
That was the first time we had him on. Then we had him on again. Made less sense.
Pam Anderson? The best.
I'm Pam Anderson?
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's the biggest night in showbiz, in sports, the Westminster Dog Show, everybody.
The 133rd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Whenever Westminster is in town, New York City takes on the colors of the biggest dog show in the world. Tonight, Madison Square Garden is once again the center of the canine universe. It should be a very entertaining night. Electric atmosphere here inside the garden. This should be fun, David.
Most exciting night in our sport.
All right, easy with the sport talk.
It is the second longest continuously run sporting event in the United States, which I think is pretty amazing when you consider that it's a dog show.
And it's filled with crazy people. I don't know if you watched it. I did put one photo up on the Kevin and Bean front page at krock.com. And you'll look at
the standard poodle.
Yeah, and you'll look at the dog and you go, okay, I hate that owner. I don't know who he is, who she is, and the guy running her apparently isn't, but whoever cut the dog's hair like that needs to be slapped soundly.
There are a lot of breeds that I don't understand, and the poodle haircut is the one that's the most, I mean,
annoying?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I had a poodle. I had a poodle for 14 years.
Did you cut his hair like this?
No, she never one time had a haircut.
All right, good.
I mean, she just looked like a regular dog. I don't know why you would do that to a dog. And the maintenance involved in keeping up a hairstyle like that, what's the point? It can't be fun for you or the dog, right?
And it's not even cute.
Yeah, right. It doesn't even look good.
So the Westminster Dog Show from, I don't know, Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the announcers are some dude named David and the dude from HBO Sports. He is handling most of the announcing. This is the announcer in the arena now talking about one of the dogs as they introduce what type of dog it is. And then David, one of the announcers, has a very special message.
This is Brittany, number 7.
All right, straight out and back.
Brittany's are nice medium size in this group. Of course, I have my two Brittany's, Ty and Belle, and I know they're watching at home.
Okay, so they're watching at home.
Of course they are.
And the announcer is going to say hi to them.
Watching at home. Hi, guys. Along with their little baby sister, Amy. A shout out.
He gave a shout out.
A shout out to his dog, sure.
That happened.
Some dogs do like to watch TV, though. That is true.
Do they need a shout out, Bean?
No, they don't.
They probably don't hear that.
I mean, come on.
I'm guessing.
The dude's giving a shout out to his dog.
He is.
So at one point in the night last night on USA, one of the dogs barks at the judge. Who was very startled by that.
Oh, whoa. I'm sorry.
We're dismissing. What? We're going to dismiss this gentleman.
No, just give us another chance. We will be so...
I'm sorry. We're dismissing.
No. Let me just try again.
This does not look good.
No, he went after her like she's made out of ham.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Wait a minute.
But the guy must have been very disappointed. Because
that sounded like it was from the Best in Show movie is what that sounded like. It didn't sound like that happened at the Westminster at all.
Last night's Best in Show.
Yeah, I doubt very seriously that the announcer said he was going after him like he's made out of ham. I doubt that.
So there's a little dog named Taser, and the commentary that goes along with this is priceless.
This is Taser, owned by Phil and Patty Smith from Phoenix, Arizona. But the name Taser is actually put on this dog because the owner's son invented the Taser stun gun.
All right, now, so the owner's son invented the Taser stun gun. Now the dude from HBO tries to make a joke.
He didn't like Taser what used to be a large dog and turn it into this.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because that's what...
Maybe he did.
That's what Tasers do, is that they take a big dog and they shrink them. A lot of people don't know that.
Hilarious.
If a suspect is fleeing, they hit him with a Taser, he turns into like a... You can put him in your pocket. That's the cool thing about Tasers.
Good to know.
So some of the littler... dogs come out, and everybody loves the little peppy dogs, right?
They're lovable dogs, aren't they?
Wonderful personality.
Very frisky, very playful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad to think, when you look at how beautiful these dogs are, to think that in some countries these dogs are eaten.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. I didn't,
okay.
Again, I didn't see that. Fred Willard. That was
Fred
a little
Willard,
bit of a bummer.
The movie Best in Show. It didn't happen last night at Westminster.
Last night, Westminster Dog Show, they get down to the most exciting moment. I did have to edit this for time because the clip you're about to hear was about 3 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
Of the announcement of the winner.
Oh, wow.
And the excitement and the applause. And there's no possible way I could play the whole thing. So I edited it for you know, time, but not anything else.
Here we go. The most exciting moment in our sport. Crowd's ready.
Thank you all. I love them all. Tonight, the Sussex.
Okay, now, the Sussex apparently was a huge surprise. So the announcer
this
goes...
This is Stump. This is the dog that had been retired and just came out of retirement last week and won Westminster.
I watched 3 hours of the show last night and didn't know that.
Bean. I didn't watch the show.
Totally up on it. He knows exactly what's going on and can give you the background. F-U-B.
Stump won the sporting competition 4 years
don't
ago.
Care.
And then
don't
retired because of health problems.
Don't
but
care.
This year they thought he was healthy
Do
enough, so they put him in. And it was a huge surprise to have a 10-year-old win this competition.
Don't care. So the dude, here's what I want you to listen to. The announcer, David, goes crazy because it's such an unbelievable surprise. The dude from HBO is laughing uncontrollably in the background, which I find very funny.
Tonight, the Sussex.
The Sussex Spaniels.
And that cheering goes on for a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. She's laughing. I'm sorry. He's laughing. I don't know.
Why is he laughing?
She, because it's absurd,
is that
Lisa,
why?
That's why. So then the guy David starts talking about the media whirlwind tour that this dog apparently is going to go on starting today.
Uh-huh.
And she continues laughing in the background because it's so ridiculously absurd.
Media tour, as we call it, starts with Fox and Friends, the Today Show, or the early show on CBS, Martha Stewart. He's got a busy day. He's going to do a 15-city satellite tour as well. Well, he'll be everybody's hero tomorrow. They'll be yelling at him walking down the street. Hey, Stump, we saw you last night. All right.
All right. Take it easy, people.
Wow.
Seriously.
She couldn't even keep
that happened. That happened on TV.
You loved it.
And Bean knows more about it than I did, and I watched it for 3 hours.
And you already watched part two, by the way. There's a whole other night the night before.
F you for knowing that.
And now, a moment with Bean.
All right. Do you think that you are were?
Oh yeah. That was a moment with Bean.
We have a very very complex screening system for the Kevin and Bean Singles Party.
If you can answer that question, you deserve to get to come to the party, by the way. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 6:39 this Friday night. We are bringing it to Hollywood. We're talking about a place called On the Rocks. We were there last year, and they treated us good. So we're going back. This is just above the historic Roxy on Sunset Boulevard. It's a Friday the 13th party brought to you by the movie Friday the 13th in theaters everywhere this weekend. And it is the Kevin and Bean Horror Bowl Singles Party. We're going to take your calls right now on K-Rock.
If you're single, then Valentine's Day is the scariest day of the year. That's why Kevin and Bean are having their horrible singles party Friday the 13th.
Hey, Jason. How you doing, man?
You all right?
Yeah, I got a bit of a cold.
Oh, dear. Wow. You too?
Let's go around.
Wow. Makes me want to kill people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Don't walk by Ralph Garman, a guy who works at our show, because he's already sick. You don't want to make it any worse.
I think that's where I got it from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was making out with him.
Mm. Well, listen, Jason, we're having this party this coming Friday night, and we'd love it if you wouldn't come down and kill any of our people that are going to be there for the singles party. But we are going to take some calls. You want to help us with it right now?
I want to talk to John from Riverside more than anything else on the planet.
All right, John, 26, Riverside. Good morning.
What it do, nephew? John. Hey, I got a story you ain't going to believe.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, 2 years ago, I'm headed over to my girlfriend's house. It's about 9 o'clock at night. I get pulled over because I matched the description of somebody that had did a home invasion robbery, I guess.
And that, I guarantee that's not going to be an important part of this story.
No. They take me into the station. I don't get out until about 2:30 in the morning. Oh. I get over to her house, and who's she in bed with? Her stepfather.
Your girlfriend was in bed with her stepfather?
Yes.
Where's her mom?
Look.
The mom is somewhere else.
Videotaping.
In Montana or something.
Videotaping from the closet. Yeah.
I have no idea if they were videotaping. I didn't even look twice. I opened the door, I freaked out, and I left. I have
two thoughts here, and they're both fighting for space in my head, and I can't decide which one to go with. Either you're making it up because you think it's a funny story and it'll get you into the party, or what do you expect? You're in Riverside. That stuff happens all the time out there.
I'm not making it up, hand to God, but... You know what? You're probably right. I am in Riverside.
I'm going to say making it up. That's just too good to be true, isn't it? Jason?
I want it to be true so
much. I do
much.
Too, but is
but
it?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
He had the times. He had 9 o'clock and 2:30 in the morning.
He did.
That's pretty specific.
I've got the police report.
Got a police report?
All right. Then fax us.
I've had to fill them out.
Fax or email the police report for us.
Okay.
All right.
All right, if you do that, then you're in. If your story checks out, then we'll see you Friday night. All right, thanks for calling, John.
All right, let's talk to Boris next from Westwood.
Boris. Hey,
Boris.
What's happening,
man? He has the story wrong. I'm her stepbrother, not her stepdad.
Nicely done.
Oh, see what you did there? All right.
Oh, no. Boris is funny.
All right, tell us your story.
Yeah, I went out with this girl. I had been going out with her. We decided to do the dinner thing. So we're out, we meet, you know, hug and kiss, and out of nowhere, this big dude pops out, pushes me out of the way, and says, the hell are you doing with my wife?
Oh!
So, yeah.
So she was married and on a date with you on Valentine's Day, and her husband showed up?
Yeah, so, of course, her husband, you know, kind of, he was suspicious, so he followed her, caught me with her. I didn't know she was married, so I ended up talking myself out of it by siding with the guy and turning it on her. How can you do this to him? Poor guy, he's your husband. So
good
the guy
move.
Completely forgets about me and goes towards her and just starts yelling at her. He seemed like an abusive guy. So
oh, I good. I hope you left then, if that was the case.
Oh, I was
what's going on here?
Were you dating Rihanna? Oh. What? No. Come on, it's in the news, people.
It is in the news, that's true.
Who's with me, ladies?
Now, Boris, how many dates had you been out on with this married lady?
It was about the third time we went out.
And you'd never picked her up?
No, we would always meet. Hmm. I met her at a restaurant, so I didn't know a lot of her personal details. I mean,
yeah, but the husband came into the picture before you had a chance to hit that, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Boris doesn't sound like a guy I'd enjoy hanging out with, but his story checks out. He has had a bad Valentine's Day, and that's part of the criteria.
Who is someone you'd like to hang out with, Bean?
Good point.
Besides me and Freddy Krueger.
That's pretty much it.
I'm fine with Boris. What do you guys think?
Boris's story smells a little to me, and I don't know why.
But, really? You think?
But if you guys are all in, I'm fine. I mean, we can check it out when he's there.
Okay.
Jason?
I like Boris.
All right, Boris, you're in.
Okay. All right, we got time for a couple more. Who do you like next, Jason?
Let's talk to Lenora from Newport Beach and get a feminine point of view.
All right. Lenora, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good.
Valentine's Day horror stories.
Yeah, my boyfriend at the time told me he had to work, which is understandable. He usually got called in. So me and a couple girlfriends that were single, they decided to go out and drug me along, and we saw him out to dinner with another girl.
Oh, nice. That's great.
It was another kind of work.
Was she hotter than you?
No,
Jennifer.
Oh, all right. I'm just asking.
Seriously, truth?
Yeah, it was concrete proof that I was being cheated on. It kind of sucked.
Yeah, he had to work. He had to work her.
Yeah, exactly. It was a different kind of work.
Yeah.
I like the people who... There's 364 other days a year that they could cheat. They have to do it on Valentine's Day. I like
exactly,
that.
Well, because they got a new lady and she expects it.
True.
And she may not know you're married, you know? So, hey, Lenore, let me ask you this. What did you do in that situation? Did you approach them together?
Oh, yeah. I went up. She had no idea he had a girlfriend. I just went up to him and I said, oh, this is a good kind of work. It must be because, you know, it's your overtime.
Nice. Yeah, you got to go over.
Sure.
You got to do the thing.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
She ended up looking shocked, and then, you know, she kind of put things together, and then she just walked away.
I think Lenore's good.
I like Lenore, too. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Can meet somebody new to cheat on you at the party this Friday night. Thanks for calling. Hang on. All right, one more, Jason. Who do you like?
Oh, there's so many good stories. How about Greg in Upland?
Man, we got some good ones.
Who lost his testicles this day, apparently.
Greg?
What's up, Kevin Bean, Lisa May?
Hi, Greg.
You lost your testicles?
No.
That's what Jason says.
They're all intact. Maybe he wants my testicles.
Go ahead.
With a machete.
To sum it up, I bought some flowers for my girlfriend. I went over to her house. She lives in a house full of girls, her sister and her mom, and they were fighting at the time. And I just happened to walk into a horrible fight, got in the middle of her sister and her, and I ended up getting punched in the face by her sister.
Got punched by a chick.
I did.
Did you go
it
down?
It wasn't a regular punch. She wanted to fight me. She was ringing around me. She had her hands up. I had flowers in my hand. Didn't know what to do.
Did you go to the floor? Did you actually take a dive? No?
No. I looked her straight in the eyes and just scared the crap out of her.
Did you go?
I dropped the flowers and just took off.
Yeah.
Because I was upset, you know.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Yeah, I hit a girl.
All right. Anyone?
It was bad.
Anyone? Bean?
Come on, punched Lisa? In the face by a girl. And she was
but that's Jason? Nothing to brag twin. About, though, Greg. I mean.
Oh, wait, she was a twin?
She was a twin. 21-year-old twin.
They're Siamese twins. They were connected. They were fighting each other.
Couldn't tell which one hit them.
I don't know. I don't get much of a vibe off of Greg. I mean, it seems like a dude ought to be able to avoid getting hit by a girl.
Unless you're dating Khloe Kardashian.
I had no defense.
You had
I was right in the middle of him. I was trying to break him up. I was trying to be the good guy.
I think I like Greg.
That's fine.
Even though he lives in Upland, you know, I think that's two strikes already.
He could
but,
move.
Hey, but I work in Azusa.
That's no
a little closer.
Yeah. All right. I think I'm good.
Now he works in Azusa. He's absolutely in.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Well, we'll find out if we made a mistake when we see you Friday night. The horrible singles party.
Wait.
I know. Listen.
Wait. We got to go to one
we
more.
We got to, right?
Yep. Okay.
We got to talk to Carol in Oceanside.
Yeah.
One more.
All right. I'm in. Carol?
Oh, yes. Okay, so Valentine's Day 2 years ago, I wanted to break up with my boyfriend, but he wanted to do Valentine's Day, so I wrapped up my, you know, number two and gave it to him, yet he still wanted to be with me.
Omar?
Yeah, were you dating Omar at the time? You wrapped your poop in a bag and gave it to your boyfriend.
Wait, what did you just ask me?
I thought that's what she told us.
I love her too.
Just the collection bothers me.
The collection process?
Yes.
Wait.
I think we let Carol come to the party, but she has to come to the party like the story that she told all night.
She has to come with...
She has to bring something?
She has to bring a bag.
Right now and get a tour? Nope. Yeah,
no.
We want you here. That's what we want.
Yeah, that's what we need is more psycho bitches in our life. That's what we're looking for.
Hey, take it easy, Bean. She's funny.
I'm running as far away from her as I can. Any woman who does that is not a woman that a guy wants to meet.
Two thumbs up for me for Carol.
Yeah, I agree.
You wrapped her poop in a bag.
That's what I'm saying, though.
What does a woman have to do to make an impression on you?
So, Jason, you're in?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you Friday night.
Who did you ask me if I was dating at the time?
We made a mistake.
Please put her on hold. All right, we're going to continue to take a few more off the air, and we'll also have more for you between 5 and 6 this afternoon on Kevin and Bean's Cinco de la Tardiera. Katrina Darrell, crazy bikini girl from American Idol, is in the next room. She's going to be joining us after the news. On her website, she says, Katrina is too famous already for American Idol anyhow. So she's coming in. We'll get a chance to talk to her.
talk to her about that. She's too big for that show, Ralph. You know that. Come on.
I think that's true. I'm with her on that.
We may remember her longer than we remember the winner.
Also, Sarah Shahi from the TV show Life coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
She's so wonderful.
Yeah, yep,
she Sarah is. Shahi. Good day for the hotties today.
It's a great show, too. I'm glad she's here. Life we can talk good. About life because not enough people are watching it.
You're right.
Sort of a cult hit, but it doesn't have enough of an audience. So we'll talk more about that. Let's also talk about our old friend Mike Torsia. Remember Mike Torsia?
What? Yes.
Oh, that guy was
remember
the best.
Remember the Torsionator?
Yes.
Mike Torsia was a guy we had in years ago on the show who was a personal trainer. I guess this all started because we did a break on personal trainers who were banging on their female clients.
Because he was interviewed in Time Magazine as
one of the experts on that. He had sex with like every female client he ever had.
He wrote a book.
And
That's what all started, yeah.
Right. So we had him in, and he was a tool.
Total tool.
Total tool. Yeah. Well, now he's in the press again.
Excellent.
He is suing Nintendo.
Why?
Over the Wii Fit. Are you familiar with the Wii Fit game?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's hugely popular.
The Wii, of course, is hugely popular. And the Wii Fit, apparently, is you do exercises and stuff while you're using the Wii controller.
Right.
It's America's famous number one exercise craze right now. I mean, they're selling millions of them.
Well, Torsia is filing a class action lawsuit against Nintendo because they believe that it doesn't have the adequate warning labels on it.
Warning labels.
Yes. He says Nintendo is contributing to the obesity of America.
How is that?
Lisa, young and old, are putting away their gym clothes and shying away from going outdoors to play sports because of the addictive appeal to the Wii game products.
Wow.
The tobacco companies created a false image of their products and hid the dangers, so is Nintendo.
Yes, great.
Nintendo, by the way, is hard to say with a cold.
It is.
Nintendo.
It does.
I don't think Wii is advertising it as a replacement for other exercise. They're saying that it's something fun to do if you want to, right?
Torsia's suing!
Of course.
He will sue them. And they're Nintendo.
Can we talk to him again, please?
That guy
might have to get the Torsia.
What did he say about just his dreams in a gym bag?
He said he was a young man. He packed his dreams and goals up in his gym bag and hit the road.
And we were giving him a hard time, and he called us a-holes, and he was right, but...
He thought we were going to be cool.
Yeah.
That's why he was
bummed. Thought you guys were going to be cool.
I thought you guys were going to be cool.
Ralph was not in studio for the break. I'll never forget this. He ran in the middle of the interview,
that's right.
And he said, did you include in your book that you're a jag-off?
I couldn't take him anymore. Everything he said was some pre-scripted answer that he had. He wouldn't not answer a question legitimately.
Yeah, that guy's a douche.
It's like, so, you know, when did you get into this if it is business? Well, I was a young man and I packed my dreams and aspirations into a gym bag and headed out on the road.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I can understand why married women would want to be with me. Perfect physique.
That's right. He said that.
Good looks.
He did say that, yeah.
Charm.
Yeah. Let's have him back on.
See why the chicks dig me.
Asshole.
The Torsionator. God bless him.
We still have a picture of him up in the office, and we haven't talked to him in 10 years.
he left such an impact.
He has the best.
It was as if he wrapped his poop and gave it to us as a gift.
Almost.
That's
almost
the kind
that
of impact
good.
He made on us. Mick Lachey may be stepping out on Vanessa Minnillo.
Oh.
Star Magazine says that he's recently been seen spotted, with his hands all over a mystery brunette at a bar in Hollywood. Reportedly, Vanessa found out and canceled her trip with him to the Super Bowl in Tampa because she was so upset. Maybe he caught a few episodes of True Beauty and realized he could no longer date Vanessa Minnillo because of that show.
She became less hot the more you saw her talk, that's for sure.
Are you watching the True Beauty at all, by the way?
No. I'm not.
I was, yeah.
You gotta watch True Beauty. Yeah. How can you not watch?
That's the one where they have the beauty queen girls.
10 hot people.
And they don't know they're being judged
on
they think
they're going to a beauty competition. And they keep setting them up with these hidden camera deals to try to see what they're like on the inside.
Ah.
It turns out they're not as nice on the inside as they are on the outside.
Really?
It's like Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
Look, the package looks good. Inside, sure. Just pure ugly.
Yeah.
Goop.
Yeah.
Just black goop filling his soul.
Hey.
Black goop, by the way.
Oh, wait, goop, sorry.
Oh, dear God. Move on.
I misunderstood.
Move on.
Sorry.
Move on. Just move on. Act like that didn't happen. We'll cut it out.
Bad news, ladies. Heroin Chic is back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
That is the look from the fashion world that was, I don't know, 20 years ago? That
damn
was
it. I just kicked it.
You did?
Yeah.
Is it too late to start again?
No, I can start again.
Our models get tragically thin and look emaciated as if they're heroin addicts.
Right.
That's
it
that
was
look.
Less than 20 years ago, wasn't it, Mike?
That's a new look.
Maybe late 90s.
Yeah.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's back. according to British Fashion Mag. In fact, even celebrities like Lindsay Lohan, Katie Holmes, Anne Hathaway, and Misha Barton are all experimenting with the shockingly thin look. Apparently, that's what all the designers are going to start making their clothes for, that look soon.
That is not attractive, I don't think.
Every one of those women you mentioned used to be so much more attractive than they are today.
Yep. Mike and I were just saying, as we looked at the Sports Illustrated issue, the swimsuit issue this week, that those girls, that's the perfect look. Just a little curvy and healthy. And not
too skinny.
Thin.
Yeah.
It's much more attractive. So.
Put it down, Mike. Put it down. Thank you.
And Rihanna and Chris Brown, of course, still dominating the headlines. The scandal over the domestic abuse charges and the assault charges. They're going to be filed against Chris Brown for allegedly beating up Rihanna after a party on Saturday night. Well, word is from a relative of Rihanna's, from her native Barbados, that Rihanna's doing fine. She's healing up. She's okay. People don't have to worry about her. Of course, she's still upset emotionally, but physically she's doing okay. So,
good.
Little update. And Kanye West, speaking about the incident, said he was devastated by the news because he considers Rihanna a little sister. It's bad news for Chris Brown. Because Kanye knows people. Bad things are going to happen.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, it's a big list. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is 28 years old today. Brandy. Ooh. She played Moesha. She's 30. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park is 32. Kelly Slater is 37. Jennifer Aniston turns 40. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is 45. Sheryl Crow turns 47. Burt Reynolds is 73. Yeah. Tina Louise, who was Ginger on Gilligan's Island, is 75 years old today. And actor Leslie Nielsen celebrates his 83rd birthday today. You know him from the Naked Gun movies?
Sure.
Police Story, Police Squad.
Sharp as he ever was.
Airplane. Funny, funny actor. And sharp as a tack.
What about working with fellow Canadian actor Pam Anderson? You have scenes with her, Leslie?
Oh, boy. You had to bring that up.
Yes.
My day was going really well.
What?
There was sadness in my day whatsoever.
What? What's that? What are you talking about?
Pam Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't do any work with her.
Okay, good.
The hell is that old man talking about?
I don't know. But we have to have him on every day.
Ralph Garman, I walk the show.
Wow, she's pretty a person.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Very pretty.
Aw, thank you.
Hi, crazy bikini girl, hey. Katrina Darrell from American Idol. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
is that how you're referred to the most, as crazy bikini girl?
Not exactly the crazy part, but
okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
then you haven't been paying attention. You haven't been listening.
I listened to what you said before I came on.
Yes, yes.
I totally didn't say that I'm too famous for American Idol.
Bean? I was quoting off of your official website.
See,
I was reading it word for word.
That's not your website? There are so many fake websites right now.
Seriously? That's
Seriously.
Not yours?
Nope, not mine. The only real one is KatrinaBikiniGirl.com. All the rest are fake.
Bean, wow. Is that the site you're on? I'm on KatrinaDarrell.org is the one that I'm on.
That's a fake one.
No kidding.
And they're actually like selling calendars under my name.
People
now,
are going to hate you.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
Much.
That's
I totally
awesome.
Didn't say it. So
wow.
But Katrina, let me ask you this. You know, God forbid you sue, but it says this is the number one and official website for Katrina Darrell. I mean, that's what it says on their page. It seems like that's actionable if you have not authorized that.
Well, we've sent emails. We've had a few people. And mm-hmm. I typed something on their blog or something.
Right.
I said, this is fake. Everyone, don't listen to this.
But then how do they know that posting is
that's
you?
That's true.
Well, that seems difficult.
That's true.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, now
all
we're
right.
broadcasting
well, that's no
it,
fun.
So.
Well, I'm glad to know that. I do feel better about that. For folks who don't watch American Idol and have no idea why it is there's so much interest in you, you have been one of the standout contestants in this current season of American Idol. Every single time you have been on the screen, there has been some sort of drama. Some of it you created, and controversy, right? Some of it you created, some of it came from Kara, who's the fourth judge on the show, who apparently didn't like you at all from the minute you walked in the door.
Yes.
She seemed to have it out for you.
She did. She had her claws out from the very beginning.
Well, let's start with your when you tried out for the show, your audition, you were wearing a bikini.
Yes.
Okay. That makes a certain amount of girls hate automatically, doesn't
it? True.
Well, because it's not a bikini competition.
But does it hurt?
No is the answer. Okay.
No, so, it definitely didn't hurt her.
Okay. So here's, I have the tape of you auditioning and then the guys letting you in and then she's not quite as happy.
Well, before you hear the tape, yeah. I'd love to know, how did you end up in a bikini? What was the thought process? Because clearly at some point you thought, oh, I know what I'll do.
Well, it was 110 in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. It was in the middle of summer, and I didn't have it planned. I was in a hotel, and I said, it is so hot. And I heard that people were waiting for like 15 hours, 18 hours, mm-hmm. and some of them don't even get the chance to audition.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'll just wear my bikini. My mom said, are you sure? And I said, yeah, screw it.
But aren't
why
but
not?
Don't the other 15,000 people, don't you picture them? And I don't know the mindset, but don't you picture them going through their outfits and looking at 3, 4, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I got to put on the best show. I need to pick maybe this. What do you think of this? What do you think of that for a week before they go audition? No?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know what song I was going to sing until I got there. So
you do good work.
thank you.
but there have to have been people who thought, oh, here's someone who doesn't have the who can't get through just on her pure talent. Therefore, she's trying to augment that with this gimmick. I mean, there must have been people who approached you with that idea, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I really can sing, so
right.
I'll prove them wrong.
Gimmick is not fair, I think. I think it was the right choice.
Thank you.
They should all go in a bikini.
Me too.
No, Kevin.
Well, do you watch the show?
I don't watch the show, no.
Do you remember the name Ruben Studdard? Come on. We don't want everybody in a bikini.
All right. Sorry.
All right. Let's hear the tape now. What is this, Kevin? This is Katrina's first audition. The audition that got her to Hollywood.
And Simon says yes.
We love Simon.
And who's the fourth, the new judge?
Kara.
Not happy. Not happy at all.
Not nice. I had a vision of love. And it was all that you given to me.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Let me kick this one off.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yay! Okay, so the hardest one.
Wait. I can't allow him to say yes without...
Why?
Why not?
Okay, honestly, and this isn't because you're a beautiful girl, and I don't want this to come across as, well, she was angry because she's beautiful and young.
No, it's not.
But the thing is, you don't have the chops to sing that song, sweetie.
But your demonstration wasn't any better.
That was not the right thing. Hold on a minute, bitch.
Awesome.
And she called me a bitch.
She did. She did.
I can't even believe that.
I'm so
unprofessional.
I don't watch the show, but that's the right call to me. I mean, I think you should have insulted her. That's funny. Bean?
But see, this is really interesting to me because you are at the mercy of the judges at that point and you want them on your side. Yet you were not caving for her. I mean,
no.
You really did fight back. What was going through your head when you heard her say, you don't have the chops to sing that song, sweetie?
Well, I'm thinking I'm on national television in my bikini. Mm-hmm. I better defend myself.
Right.
And also, she was catty from the very beginning.
Was she?
So,
did she do other things?
Or just
you could tell she didn't like
you? Yeah, just the vibe and the looks.
But you can understand that if she really thought that Simon gave you a pass because your voice was just okay, but he dug you in a bikini, that would be upsetting to her when there are other people.
Look, here's
what I'm just asking her a question.
Okay.
That's a fair question. Can you understand her point of view?
I don't think she gave me a fair opportunity, though.
Well, you may be disagreeing with her opinion, but
yeah.
Here's what I know about Simon. He's all about why not. He lets people through because that's what he's known for. Because when they said, Simon, why? And he said, why not?
And also, Kara wrote a song called Taking Chances. So how are you going to write a song called Taking Chances and knock a girl who takes a chance?
Well, because she just didn't actually believe that you had the singing voice.
I think she was wrong.
Well, I know you think she
was. Let's talk. Katrina Darrell is in the studio. She is Crazy Bikini Girl from American Idol. And nothing I've heard today convinced me that she's not Crazy Bikini Girl, by the way. Let's talk about that sweet ass for a minute, Katrina.
Wow.
Because
wow.
I know that you're, what are you, 20? You're 20 years old, right?
I'm 21.
Oh, you're 21. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, that has a great deal to do with why you have maybe the best butt I've ever seen on television.
Oh, thank you.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Do you, I mean, it was one of those things that you have to just, it had to be one of the most DVR'd moments of the year. I can't tell you how many times I watched that twirl that you did. But,
all right, I'm out.
Do you do any specific workouts? Do you have anything that you're doing to keep it so tight?
I like cycling classes. Like spinning classes. I love them.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You'll have to come with me.
All right.
No, okay.
That's what she said. You mentioned we don't know very much about the audition process for American Idol. We see only what they show us on the TV. But as somebody who's been through it, you mentioned that thousands of people show up and not everybody even gets to audition. What do you mean by that?
Well, I heard there's a cutoff time. So it can't just keep going forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
I
guess do all the people that audition, like you were in Phoenix, right?
Uh-huh.
Do all the people that audition get to audition for the judges, or is there other judging that goes on before they put them through?
Yes, there's a series of auditions before you see the
judges.
Oh,
there is? Okay.
Like, how many times did you sing before you got to Simon?
Four times.
Oh, no.
Wow.
On that day or?
Separate days. On that day and another day. So, yeah, there's a lot more than what they show.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk to you about what happened once you got to Hollywood, because the controversy did not just end with you in the bikini in Phoenix, because you get to Hollywood and you get into the group situation and it looked like there was maybe more than a little tension with you and the other girls in your group. And then at one point it looked like, and you'll tell us whether it's accurate or not, it looks like you quit the group and decided to sleep, and then you showed up at the audition, and then words were exchanged and tears were cried, and it was all very dramatic. So you're going to need to fill us in on what really happened when we came back, right?
Okay. All sounds good.
We'll take a quick break and come back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
And Katrina's here.
Sorry.
Yes.
And Katrina Darrell.
Katrina Darrell is in the studio. You know her best as Crazy Bikini Girl from American Idol. Sadly, she's no longer with the competition. By the way, Kevin, you don't know this, and I don't even know if we've mentioned this on the air or not. Katrina made out with Ryan Seacrest on this show.
Yes.
Every single time she was close enough to do so, she started kissing on him. And you've never seen a guy more uncomfortable with attention from a beautiful woman than Ryan
was. What a surprise. Really. So were you attracted to him, or you were just having a good time at his expense?
We had some chemistry.
But seriously.
But I think I'm going to have to put our relationship on hold because his career is too busy and I'm not getting the attention that I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we're going to have to hold off on having
plus his boyfriend
children.
Put his foot down. Yeah, we know. All right.
That
so
was it.
Have you?
Well, of course that's it. Let's be honest.
So, Katrina, for those just joining us, Katrina Darrell in the studio, we just spoke with her about the decision to wear the bikini to the audition in Phoenix and how it was a little bit combustible with her and the female judges on the show, but she makes it through to Hollywood. Now, what happened first of all, how many times do you have to sing in Hollywood? Because you said you sang like five times to get to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
There's a solo round, and then they have the group round, and then they have one last solo round with a band, or you can play an instrument if you choose to do so.
Okay.
Okay. So, and you got through the group round is where you were eliminated, right?
Yeah, that's where I made it through the next solo round, and I sang Faith Hill. And then in the group round was when the drama happened.
Okay. Why don't you describe to us what happened? What was the drama between you and the other girls in your group?
Okay. Well, to start off with, it was unfair in the beginning because all the girls in my group, they had the night to sleep, and they had that whole day off.
And why didn't you?
Because they had different audition days.
Oh, I
happened to audition on that day. So I stayed up the night before. I didn't sleep the night before because I was practicing. And then I auditioned the whole day.
Okay.
Then at midnight, they gave me the new song and that group. And then I stayed up till 4, and then I started getting delirious.
So the other group was well-rested.
Yeah.
They're not joking on that show when they say a lot of these contestants only get 2 or 3 hours sleep in Hollywood, right?
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
It's a brutal schedule. Okay.
And then I got the beat down for taking 2 hours to go to sleep, but I didn't even get to sleep because they kept coming in the room. It was unfair.
So on the show, they made it look like you quit on the group and then went up to bed. And then they came and knocked on your door and basically said, what's up? I mean, we got to get down to this audition. And you basically blew them off is how it looked on the TV. You were saying, look, I'm just going to sleep. And it made it seem like you were just pulling out of the competition. You weren't even going to compete with them. But you at some point changed your mind and got up.
I needed to sleep at least an hour.
How does it make you feel when you watch that, knowing that that's not really what happened? I mean, are you furious?
Yeah.
I would be kind of angry.
Yeah.
I'd be a lot angry, really.
But it's cool that I get to explain it, though.
Yeah.
You know?
So you eventually do get up, go downstairs, and you do sing in the group audition with the girls. What happens?
They acted like they were my best friend to my face, and then we get on stage, and they threw me under the bus.
How did they do that?
They said, so, who's responsible for this bad audition?
And oh, you mean after the audition. Okay.
Yeah. So then they pointed the finger at me, and then I explained myself, and then, we got voted off except for one girl. The interesting thing is everyone in the group, too, I'll explain this.
Okay.
I'll explain the circumstances. The The one girl who got through, she's a minor. She sings really good. Mm-hmm. But her mom was overlooking us the whole time. Stage mom, pushy, over our shoulder. But, right. You know, whispering, calling her over. So it was hard to deal with that, too. Yeah. Then you have Rose, who had the dreadlocks. We couldn't find her half the time. She was off smoking. So we're like, where's Rose? Where we need to practice. Where's Rose? And we can't find her. So then, and then we had the other girl, and she's like, I'm the best singer, so I need to start the song. And so, and then here I am, not slept for 2 days, and I'm like, come on, guys, let's just practice, you know? And it's, I'm a solo artist, and it's hard. It was hard to work with a group as is, but then they're catty, and then throw not sleeping, and it was just crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. So it's just a combustible mix of people who were not all going in the same direction. Yeah. Okay. So you got cut. And do I recall that there was some pretty serious attitude from you about the judge's decision to let you go? You were not going to basically just slink off the stage, right?
Well, no, I did. I just, when the cameras panned, a lot of them were crying or they're very, very serious. Mm-hmm. And I figured, well, if a camera's in my face, I'm going to pose.
You did the right thing. That's right. You posed. You posed.
That's what it was. And then the other girls tried to hug you and you would have none of that. And that's when Kara called you a bitch.
Well, yeah. I said congratulations and, you know, I'm happy that she made it through, but I'm not a fake girl. Like, if they were nice to me the whole time, I'd be nice to them. But you can't be one way to my face and then talk horrible about me to my back and then come back and say, oh, I love you. It's just, you know, I
it
just
seems
not
like
into
there's
it.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of everybody's wants to make it so bad that they're willing to do whatever they have to do. It seems like it's just nightmarish that way.
That's horrible, though.
Yeah, but
now Katrina,
well, they set it up for drama for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like you're in Guantanamo. They waterboard you and they keep you out for 3 days.
Yeah, what's that about?
Then they throw you together.
Yeah. Now, well, that's reality TV.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Everybody thinks when they're cut that the judges are making a mistake, and you see this time and time again in this show, including again last night. People who said you haven't heard the last of me, you don't understand. I've got the talent. I've got the drive. I'm going to make it. That's how you feel too. You don't feel like this is the end of the road for you because you were eliminated from American Idol, right?
I think it was a great experience, and I would do it again. And I don't have any regrets about the bikini. About
so you'd wear the bikini again?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Am I the only one clapping? Come on.
Now, will you pursue a singing career now?
Absolutely. I was classically trained. I was in a gospel choir. I grew up in musical theater. I'm not some fluke in a bikini who just is riding off of 15 minutes of fame. Totally not. Okay. Not true.
Well, I should tell you that by the time you come on this show, you're at 1459. We're the last stop on the road to obscurity. That's the one thing I know about the Kevin and Bean show. What about all the reports that Playboy is interested? True or not true?
That is true. And I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to jump into it too soon because I don't want it to stunt other opportunities.
No, it won't stunt. Jump.
You're not getting any younger, Katrina.
Oh,
dear God.
What? I'm just saying.
Why?
But I do want to do runway still. And, you know, they might say, oh, she's in Playboy. She can't do high-end
fashion.
That's
not like that anymore. Now they take all of their fashion models from Playboy. That's what I hear. I hear that's true.
In fact, porn is really the building block of a mainstream career now.
But
a lot of people
like
don't
Playboy.
Know that.
I'm thinking about it, definitely. There's some good offers. So.
And your parents are in favor of that as well?
My dad's not so happy
not
about
so much.
It.
Imagine, yeah.
Yeah, if I was your dad's friend or your dad's friends are going to hassle the hell out of him, you got to know that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I
but it's worth it. I'm saying it's worth it. That's not a reason to
they
not
want
do
me
it.
To pursue singing and acting and modeling more so. I think we should do a reality show and like the steps to stardom and all the drama in between.
I'm with that. In a bikini.
In a bikini. Why not?
Because we'll make sure that's understood from the beginning.
Well, I know I speak for a lot of people, Katrina, when I say that I couldn't have hated you any more on the show, yet couldn't have been happier that you chose to be a contestant because you definitely make it entertaining. I mean, you definitely are fun every time you're on screen, and you're fun for coming in today, and you have a very good sense of humor, too,
and
I appreciate that.
For sure,
and you are Crazy Bikini Girl, whether you prefer that name or not. That is you.
Well, good.
That's said with love, though. Crazy Bikini Girl.
Of course,
girl.
Yeah.
All right, I wouldn't want to be the boring clothed girl. So.
Good point.
You would not be here, I suppose, if that were the case.
How dare you,
that's
Lisa?
That's a good lesson for the other women listening right now. You never want to be the boring clothed girl, all right? Katrina, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I understand that the party is Friday night. I understand we've got the room to fill for the Kevin and Bean singles party, the horrible singles party brought to you by Friday the 13th. But Sarah Shahi is in the next room. So let's move this along. Let's not take too much time, all right?
If you're single, then Valentine's Day is the scariest day of the year. That's why Kevin and Bean are having their horrible singles party. Friday the 13th.
We will be at On the Rocks on Sunset in Hollywood. We are looking for guys and girls at 1-800-520-1067 with your horrible Valentine's Day stories. Jason is joining us from Friday the 13th to help us out. What, Jason? What?
He's just trying to squeeze in the sound effect.
Okay. Who would you like us to talk to first, sir?
I think we need to talk to Mark from Southgate.
All right. Mark, 24 years old from Southgate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's going on? Tell us Valentine's Day horror stories.
Okay, so you guys are going to love this one. Last year I was engaged to be married, and we had a pretty big Valentine's Day plan, nice dinner and, you know, nice show. I got out of work really late because I'm a bartender. I come home, like, around 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to find her in bed with an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Her?
No!
Wait a minute.
Wow.
You found your fiancé in bed with an ex-girlfriend of yours?
Yeah, and, you know, she was a pain in the ass trying to, excuse my language, but she was in a pain trying to get us broken up to begin with, and turns out they became really close friends and turned into lesbian lovers.
Okay, as much as I want to believe this story, and I hope what happens next is you dive in between them, it just doesn't make any sense that she would be in bed with your ex-girlfriend knowing that you would be coming home at some point.
I gotta tell you, I would love to have dived in between them, but I hated this ex-girlfriend, and she wasn't too attractive, let's be honest.
Dino!
Yeah! Woo!
Okay. All right.
Are people just making stuff up at this point, guys, to get into the party?
That's the problem, is it doesn't pass the smell test. People are just trying to make up, you know, extraordinary stories.
Oh, who cares? It was a good story.
All right, let's let them in.
Lighten up.
That's fine with me. Right.
Oh, let's hook them up to a lie detector to make sure they can go to the Roxy and have a drink. Why don't you all effing relax? Get the guy from it to tell the truth in.
All right, we don't want to make you angry, so everything's good.
All right, so we're now the Jerry Springer Show. Make up your best story and come to the party. Who's next, Jason?
How about David from Costa Mesa?
All right.
This is my kind of story.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on?
Horrible Valentine's Day's passed. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Valentine's morning. Girlfriend wakes up. She's making me breakfast. And argument breaks out. You know, just the normal things. So I tell her the worst thing in her book is, you know what? I don't want your stinking breakfast. So I start walking back to my bedroom. And I hear this. Wah-pow! What is it? She swung a fork at me. Stuck in the drywall, about 2 inches from my neck.
Dude.
She tried to stab you with a fork.
That's it.
I love that.
But missed. she didn't hit him, Jason.
No.
So was that just a spat? Emotions were running high, and then you guys made up and stayed together, or was that the end of the relationship?
Well, it didn't end right then, but that was about 8 years ago. We had to part, you know. She was just a crazy girl. Had enough of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're dodging cutlery, that's not a good relationship.
It's not how you want to spend Valentine's Day. I do know that much.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All right.
Do we believe him, guys? Is he okay?
Listen.
Let's get Tim Roth from Lie to Me and read his face.
All right. Yeah, David, we'll see you at the party. Bring a single guy, Fred.
No, we believe you. You're good.
By the way, you can also enter online at krock.com. Jason, what kind of pictures are we looking for from people for the website?
Naked pictures.
No,
that was vetoed.
That's
go
fine.
Past that.
I mean, that's fine, but what else?
We want photos that represent, in your opinion, what a nightmare date would be. Get creative. Pose a picture what your worst nightmare date would be. Your dating horror story. We'll pick our favorite and give them a pair of tickets to the party.
All right, we got time for just one more call on the air, and then we'll take a few more off the air for the Kevin Bean Singles Party. Which one do you like, Jason?
How about Sujin?
Hey!
Hey!
Sujin from Gardena. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
What happened?
Hi. So last year, Valentine's Day, I went out with this guy, and after we had a nice dinner, and then afterward, we went to his house, and then we were making out on his couch, and his wife walked in the middle of us making out, and she flipped up. And I didn't know he was married, so...
You were at his house?
Yeah, after...
Making out, and then his wife walked in.
Yeah, his wife walked in. I didn't know he was married.
Now, so, why did he take you back to his house that he shared with his wife?
No, I didn't know he was married. He just, he said his wife was gone, like... No, he didn't tell me his wife was gone, but he told me he was
okay,
by
all right.
Himself.
You're losing me here. I don't even care. Whatever you guys want. It doesn't.
No.
I'm out.
It would be helpful if she could tell a coherent story.
Tell the story. If you're going to make up a lie, tell it right.
I'm partial to 21-year-old Asian chicks. I want her to be able to come to the party. But I also want to be able to understand what the hell she's talking about.
What kind of standards are we acting like we have now? Come on.
All right, Sujin, what the hell? Come on to the party. We'll see you on Friday.
All right.
We'll do more later on this afternoon between 5 and 6. Thanks, Jason. 106.7, K-Rock.
K-Rock Q. Kevin and Bean Show, 757.
We got to pull the King of Mexico off our guest. Yeah, we're going to lose Sarah Shahi if he doesn't get the hell out of that room.
When is he allowed to start talking to real people?
He never
That's
does.
A great question, by
when
the way.
When do we pass that law? How come I didn't get just a veto?
King, yeah. Get out of that room, dude.
Leave her alone, Seriously. King.
Get out of that room.
Leave her alone.
Sarah Shahi from you in the TV show Life comes up after the news at 8. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
When I come back in my next life,
okay,
I'd like to be a starving African baby.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't until Salma Hayek comes to visit your village in Sierra Leone.
All right.
She's looking around. She goes, oh, look at all the poverty, and everyone is starving. Oh, he's a little baby who's starving. Well, it turns out Salma was still able to produce milk because she was still breastfeeding her own 16-month-old daughter.
No.
Enough said.
And so she takes the hungry African baby to her breast and starts breastfeeding the baby.
Are you serious?
In front of me with cameras, video cameras, TV cameras. Nightline was there to capture it all. I want to see a 45-minute special on Nightline of just her breastfeeding African wow. babies. She's a giver.
Memo to self, become an African baby.
Yeah, you may not have heard it, Mike, but I started off the whole story by saying that when I come back another life, I want to be an African baby.
That's fine.
That was the beginning of the conversation.
I guess the baby's mom is dry or something for whatever reason.
Well,
not
they're
able
not,
to produce
if
milk.
They're starving.
She's starving. She's not producing milk. Yeah.
Wow.
Sama's got more than enough to go around.
But that kid's life is ruined now. That's all downhill from here. Right?
Probably won't remember, I'm guessing. Although, if you are going to remember one
thing.
One breastfeed in your life, that'd be the one, I think.
Is that common to let another baby?
Well, they used to use wet nurses.
Sure.
A long time ago when women.
Not common enough for my taste.
Want to breastfeed their kids.
So not as common now, but Salma thought it was an extraordinary situation and she needed to jump in and do what she could.
She was right.
And that's what she could. Alec Baldwin, by the way, volunteered right after that, I think, in the set of 30 Rock. He said, I'm a little hungry. I could use a little snack.
She is very funny on that show, isn't she?
She's awesome on that show.
You're a nurse? Yeah, some of us are hot.
Reese Witherspoon, speaking of celebrity moms, is rich, successful, but she's a mom just like any other. She still embarrasses her kid. Apparently her 9-year-old daughter, Ava, they were going to see the Carrie Underwood concert together, and Reese says she asked Reese not to embarrass me when we go to the show, Mom.
Excellent.
Your mom's Reese Witherspoon, one of the biggest movie stars in the world, and you still get embarrassed by them. Isn't that funny how that works out?
Yeah.
She also said, Mom, you look like a dude.
She doesn't look like a dude.
I thought it was strange.
The kid said that. That's
I've been hanging out with Kevin too long. No, she does not look like a dude.
It's weird that the kid said I didn't say anything. The kid said it. 9-year-old Ava.
She has a man's jaw. That's all I'm saying. Back to you.
Sharon Osbourne says she has no qualms about talking about the fact that she's had a lot of plastic surgery. Said work done on her breasts, her face, her stomach, her legs. But she says she refuses to let doctors touch her eyes or her lips. Those are off, out of bounds. Forget it.
What?
I have no idea. Where do you draw the line there for? Why not just redo the whole thing?
Eyes and lips, aren't they pretty much the most common?
Apparently. But,
Sharon, they're also the ones that if they're done badly, they screw up your looks.
True.
Yeah. I guess.
I guess Sharon has a fear of not looking like herself when all those things are done. So everything else can get done, but no eyes and no lips.
All right.
Can't even make the lip joke. I was going to make a good lip joke there, but I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Paris Hilton is a bitch.
Is that the whole story?
Yes. Moving on.
Okay.
No, according to Us Weekly, she's got a new boyfriend named Doug Reinhardt, right? So she's dating this guy. And Us Weekly says she takes him to a club where she knows her ex-boyfriend, Benji Madden, was DJing. So she takes the new boyfriend to that club and in front of the DJ booth starts making out with the new boyfriend. While the old boyfriend is spinning.
Yeah.
That's not right, right?
No.
Am I right or is that right?
That's not right. I don't know how to answer that. It doesn't seem right, but I'm not sure which answer is correct.
I know how I am, so that's fine.
Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
That's what Benji screams from the DJ booth. And Katherine Heigl and T.R. Knight apparently are leaving Grey's Anatomy. This coming from their own co-star, James Pickens, who told Us Weekly magazine that the two actors are moving on. No surprise there, really. They've both been making some noise for some time about how they are not happy on the set, and so moving on. Knight has said publicly he doesn't have enough screen time, and Katherine Heigl said the show's writers aren't what they used to be. So both looking for new gigs, and it looks like their wish is going to come true.
She at least has a couple of successful movies under her belt. I don't think she'll have any trouble getting the next romantic comedy. I don't know what Mr. Knight is going to do.
I don't know either. But I wish him well.
It's like a risky move to walk away from a show like that.
For him, talented absolutely actor. Does, yeah.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Danity Kane singer Aubrey O'Day, soon to be seen in the pages of Playboy, by the way. 25 years old today. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is 28. Brandy, you know her as Moesha, 30 years old. Who's her brother, who's also in the business?
Ray J,
right?
Oh,
he
that's
was the one
brother?
In the video with Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike Shinoda, our pal from Linkin Park, is 32. Hey. Kelly Slater turns 37. Jennifer Aniston is 40 years old today. Governor Sarah Palin from Alaska.
Bell, no bell.
Nope.
A couple of email complaints that I have not been giving her a bell today. They feel one is due. I'm not sure how to respond.
Nope.
Not in this pack.
That's what I think. When you're if you're born on the same day as Jennifer Aniston, you don't get a bell.
If you're
doing
a list of governors, then right. Absolutely she gets a
if
bell.
If you're talking about politicians, she gets a bell, hands down.
Yeah.
If you're not,
You're talking about Aubrey O'Day and Kelly Rowland and Brandy and Jennifer Aniston. I don't think she's on that porch with those
guys.
Sorry,
emailers, you've been overruled.
Sheryl Crow's 47 years old today. Burt Reynolds is 73. Tina Louise, who played Ginger on Gilligan's Island way back when, is 75. And actor Leslie Nielsen, one of our favorites. You know him from the Police Squad and from the Naked Gun movies. He is 83 years old today. Is there any tape over there? We got anything?
We haven't.
What are you guys, writing love notes to each other?
I'm trying to figure out which clip we have. We were interviewing him, and he brought up the Honeymooners. And I don't think we knew why. So Bean tried very desperately to...
I think you guys were complimenting him, and he said, do you do work on Honeymoons?
He did.
Oh, Honeymoons.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of the blue.
Yeah. Okay. So then Bean tries to make sense of it, and this is how it goes.
Do you do any work on Honeymoons?
I think what you were saying, if I could be dead wrong about this. Do you do any work on Honeymoons, meaning that it's not work if it's that much fun and you're just enjoying it?
Well, that's okay by me.
All right. That's a good...
That wasn't it at all. Wow. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow, that was a valiant effort, Bean.
Bean doesn't try to do that for anyone.
Well, he's an old man. I didn't want to embarrass him, but clearly he embarrassed himself.
Which is when?
That's what I'm saying.
Who don't you want to embarrass? Bean does like the old people, though.
He does.
I love old people.
He was born old.
That's true.
When he was two, he was old.
He's Benjamin Button.
He is. Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What is Ralph Garman going to have to complain about now that Sarah Shahi from the TV show Life is in our studio?
Nothing.
What's left for you, Ralph? I mean, this is it, right?
My cold is getting better now just by sitting next to her. That's how wonderful she is. She's healing. She's healing me.
Mm-hmm. All I know is for 6 months continuously, we've heard from Ralph Garman when Sarah Shahi can come in. Hey, guys, what about that TV show Life? Hey, where's Sarah?
Today's the day.
She's finally here.
I'm really flattered. Thank you.
You are wonderful, and the show is so good, and not nearly enough people are watching Life, and it's been sort of a mission for me to get people to watch
just
that show.
Ralph and I.
Yes, Lisa and I have been watching since the beginning.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And we've been talking to these two, and they keep shining us on.
What's
and now,
the deal? What's
in my
deal?
Own defense,
finally,
you told me it was good, and I started watching it like halfway through last season. I mean, I did through this current year. I didn't just wait till I saw how hot she was. Bean hasn't seen it yet.
No,
so don't I win?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Well, you went over Bean. You don't win over us.
Kevin was scared because he thought it was about a guy who liked fresh fruit a lot. He couldn't quite get the concept of what was behind the show.
That guy eats a lot of fruit.
I might have sold it that way to begin with.
Yeah, that guy eats a lot of fruit.
Charlie Cruz does like his fresh fruit, but there's more to the show than that.
Yeah.
There is?
This is a very compelling reason.
There's a
for
lot
that.
More to the show.
Anyway, welcome, Sarah. Welcome to the show, finally.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
And congratulations on your pending baby. We understand that you have a baby
coming
yes, away.
Oh, yes, I do. There's two of us sitting here right now.
Mm-hmm. And just put my mind at ease. Please tell me it's not Donald Logue's. Because I don't want the mental image of that ever to be burned into my mind.
No, it's not. Well, you know, we're not writing the pregnancy into the show, so... it doesn't belong to anybody on the show.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Yeah, but...
Luckiest man in show business, by the way, Donald Logue, by the way.
No kidding.
Luckiest man in show business. He gets to be with you on that show.
First, he gets to join the show, which I think he's great.
He's a great actor.
He's
I
wonderful.
Love him on the show.
But then he hooks up with you,
yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
not right.
What?
He doesn't deserve you in the cowboy boots with the purple underwear and the V-neck shirt sucking the lollipop.
Wow, you...
Why was he wearing cowboy boots?
He wasn't wearing it. She was wearing it. Gilligan will never get off this island.
Got it.
Sarah, besides the way Lisa sells the show, which is this guy who eats fruit, how do you describe life to people who don't watch it when you're trying to talk them into it?
Well, it's kind of a, it is a drama. It's a detective drama, but it's a little bit more complex than that. You know, I hate to sound too actory, but it's kind of an intense character piece. And you've got these two detectives. Well, first of all, you have the Charlie Cruz character who, there's a whole backstory to him. He was sentenced to 12 years in solitary confinement, accused of killing an entire family. He was a cop at the time, and all of a sudden he gets a $40 million settlement. And he's back on the force.
And they said, oh, sorry about that whole
thing. Was framed and he was found innocent and released.
So, yeah, exactly. New DNA evidence was found that proved that he was innocent. And then my character, Dani Reese, she comes in and she's fresh out of the academy. You know, she her backstory, she gets in a little too deep with some drugs, doing some undercover work. She's sent off to rehab very quietly. And when we meet the partners in the pilot episode, you know, she's right out of rehab and he's fresh out of jail. And it's these two misfits, sort of, that they don't want to like each other, or, you know, they're not used to working with somebody. And they both have their issues, but they come to trust one another, and they have very different ways of solving the crime. And it works.
And
you know?
Charlie's kind of a pariah in the force because not everyone is convinced of his innocence, and he's kind of an oddball. And he's come out with this new
conspiracy is ongoing
with this Zen attitude he's got, which makes him a little off kilter. He's sort of a weirdo.
Right, he is.
He is
but you know, you can only assume, you know, if you are in solitary confinement for 12 years, I mean, how is that going to change you?
Right.
You know, you've never. I mean, the simple luxuries of. I know we've said eating fruit way too many times already, but, you know, of eating fruit is so new, you know, and just to be able to talk to someone again. I mean, you haven't spoken to anyone in 12 years.
Yeah.
Then he comes out and he's partnered with you.
He's partnered with me.
How does he explode? What's
yeah, oh boy?
I'm just saying.
Listen,
he's in
Washington, rolling out of the bed.
He's in solitary
that's
confinement,
not fair.
And you're hot. That's all I'm saying.
Well
that's
got to
be difficult.
But on the show, I will say this: like on the show, my looks are definitely not something that we play. And you know,
she's saving that for sweeps. You'll be going undercover in a Miss America beauty pageant at some point. You know that's
going
to happen.
I'll be going undercover as a pregnant woman. That's really sexy. But oh God, what was I saying?
I don't
know. It's this pregnant.
We're talking about him being
in your looks
in solitary, and you were
right. I mean, you know,
until they put you in cowboy boots and a thong and a V-neck T-shirt and sucking a lollipop, then you're playing up your looks.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, no. And until then, you're
greasy
right.
Greasy-haired Donald Lowe.
I sound completely hypocritical.
No, but I want to know your reaction when you read what was coming up with that.
Seriously, can I just say I was like, it's about time.
That's what I want to hear. Now we're getting somewhere.
Although when Donald Logue is in the bed, everybody goes, no!
No.
Well, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be, and people have mixed feelings about it, honestly, but thank God they have feelings about it. You know, it affects them one way or another. But, you know, what it's supposed to be is two kind of damaged people. And Captain Tidwell, he's had quite a history. And it's these damaged people that kind of come together and you know, very much unbeknownst to themselves, they find themselves in this relationship. I can, without giving away too much, I guess, I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last.
Really?
So,
I do like the relationship because you do get the sense that
do you?
These people are sort of both, like you said, damaged. And they
right.
It happens kind of like the way it does in life where you kind of get mm-hmm. together for the hell of it because maybe you don't have anything else going on in your life right now. And
right.
you just sort of find a kindred soul. And then sort of accidentally you do end up going maybe further in a relationship
right.
than you thought you might at
right.
the outset. You know?
And then you realize it's Donald Logue and you go, no.
Oh,
he's charming.
He's
on the
incredibly
show.
Charming.
Very
he's very cute. I'm really glad that they
that's
took
what
the,
I meant.
The grease, the hair.
The
she fixed
his hair.
Yeah,
thank
God.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Danny's turned him into a better better dresser and gave him a haircut.
That
what
was
every
very
good girlfriend
helpful.
Should do.
That's
yes.
the dream of every woman.
And we all
fix their man.
Yeah, exactly.
Life airs Wednesday nights at 9 on NBC, by the way. And Ralph said that not enough people are watching. And, of course, that's true of a lot of shows. But how are you guys doing? What are they telling you, Sarah, about how the program's doing?
Well, they don't really tell us much. I mean, the numbers are quite obvious. And, you know, we're not failing by any means. And mm-hmm. we're definitely, you know, doing better than just treading. But you know, NBC on a whole, I think the shows are not doing as well as they expected them to do. And we're, thank goodness, I mean, knock on wood, we are a critical success.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's kept us alive. But it would be nice. I mean, whatever you guys can do.
More importantly, you have the support of the Kevin and Bean Show, which is much more important than critics.
Just meaningless.
Much, right? Much exactly. More valuable.
Or meaningless. Either way, I'm not sure.
look how quickly we got Arrested Development canceled. I mean, we're good.
After House became a hit, it seems like a lot of the networks tried to come up with their sort of quirky lead character shows.
Right.
And there have been a lot of copycats. But Life Really, I think, does stand apart because it is, on top of being, I mean, he is sort of a quirky character. Damian Lewis's performance
he's
is
great.
Amazing
he's,
on that
he's
show.
He's wonderful.
But the actual cop show part of it, the stories that they tell and the way they solve crimes,
yeah.
It's really well-written cop drama on top of everything else.
And, you know, but it's not all drama. I mean, there's a lot of humor in it.
Yeah,
and I think
is.
That's, you know, I've been watching some of these new detective shows that have come out this year, and they take themselves way too seriously. And I think that's the one thing that Life is so great at is, you know, you have all these characters that are kind of, in a way, searching for the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone has their issues, but we're all trying to make ourselves better. And this is our second chance at redemption, you know. And it's within all of that stuff. It's still beautiful girls and fast cars,
right.
And a lot of humor.
And there's some great soap opera elements to it, too. Danny's father, who Sarah plays Danny Reese on the show, her father is in some way involved with the frame up for her partner's incarceration initially, too. So there's that they have to deal with as well.
Which makes that easy to deal with.
So. Yeah, exactly. Which makes that relationship comfortable.
All right, we need to break. Sarah Shahi is here. If you don't watch Life, you're no friend of ours.
That's right.
Is that the message?
Yes.
Okay.
The show is called Life. It airs Wednesday nights. Hey, that's tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC. And Sarah Shahi is the co-star of the program and is in on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ, which means now Ralph has no reason to show up for work starting tomorrow. His obligations to the program are done.
I have
that's
been
correct.
Belittling our producers for weeks now to get you on the show to talk about this.
Yeah, that has
so,
happened.
So pleasant to meet you.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I hope you invite me back.
We were going to have you on the phone
tomorrow.
Last week, but that didn't work out. So this
that's
is better
my fault
because
completely.
You're in, but you're in person, which
right.
is better.
We
good.
Actually
prefer the way it worked
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope this has made the amends.
Can you come
absolutely.
Back tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to need a whole
and
week.
Do traffic.
We're going to need a full week.
She's busy.
I'm busy.
We have
smart
a clip
girl.
From the show, don't we?
We do, yes.
This is, I think, Danny Reese, Sarah's character, showing up at Charlie Cruz's empty giant mansion because she's drinking again.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's off the wagon.
Reese, you're drunk.
Drinking, not drunk. You didn't go there to show him that picture of Pavel. You went there to see the look on his face when he saw it.
Reese, how long you been drinking?
Since I was 12.
I meant today?
Since I was 12. Sarah can't listen to
she
herself.
Took her headphones
you can't,
off.
You can't listen to your own work?
Why did you take your headphones off?
I don't know.
I have to admit,
to
when you don't get to watch it, you just hear it. It doesn't sound quite right.
It doesn't?
You know, when we play the clips.
There are a lot of musicians who can't listen to themselves sing either.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they
like,
geniuses?
I don't want to hear. Yeah.
Yes,
is that a sign
are.
Of.
Do you not watch your own
please
work?
Please tell
either?
Me.
Do you not
Chris
watch?
Martin from Coldplay
I can
is
watch
one of
it. I can. Chris Martin?
Yes. From
he can't. Oh, I love Chris Martin.
He takes
good.
The headphones off. You
yeah.
can't take it.
Can't listen.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Because it's also.
It's damaged, is what it is.
It is a little.
Good. That makes me more interesting and attractive.
So you can watch yourself, but you don't like to listen to yourself.
No, it is weird having just the audio and
yeah.
not the. I'm looking around this radio station
yeah.
expecting there to be TVs. I'm like, where's yeah. that? But there
we tried. Any. We tried showing clips to the audience on radio.
But
that didn't go
work.
So well. No,
yeah.
no, people got grumpy.
But we didn't give up the clips.
No,
we keep playing them. Yeah. We just hope it catches on.
I got a question for you, Sarah. You're, yeah. Of course, pretty well known now for being on this NBC primetime show, but you've done so many other things. You've, you know, been a working actress for a long time. What do people most know you from or people come up to you and talk to you about that isn't Life?
Two things. One, The L Word, and the second, Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about Sopranos.
She was in the desert with Tony Soprano, and they were doing mushrooms and
peyote. We were doing peyote.
Yeah. Sorry, yes, and that was good.
That was good.
Tony goes to Vegas after he kills Christopher, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're the escort he spent some time with.
I am. I'm the good time girl.
Yeah. That must have been a fun/not fun scene to shoot with sweaty James Gandolfini on top of you.
You know.
Yeah, what is this thing with the sweaty, greasy guys that you get to co-star with?
I don't know.
Donald Logue, Tony Soprano. We're going to get you some better leading men.
I need Clive Owen.
Yeah,
where is he?
Exactly. Seriously.
No, that, you know what? That was actually, it was wonderful, and he was great, and I don't have any negative word to say about him. He was incredibly respectful, and, you know, that's, I mean, look, first and foremost, he is an actor. That's what he is. He's right. he's a trained
He's a big, fat, sweaty actor.
What he is. He's both. He's
all right. Both. I'm going to choose different adjectives, but, because I want to work with him again.
Okay. But, all right. Let me ask it another way, then. Because he is, I mean, one of the great iconic characters in television history. There are critics who can argue that it's the best show ever made for television. And I think almost anyone would put it in the top 10, certainly. Even though he's an actor and you're an actress, when you're in a scene with freaking Tony Soprano, it has to be hard for you to look at that dude and just think he's James Gandolfini, the actor. I mean, you've got to feel like you're there with freaking Tony Soprano.
Well, here's what happened, because we shot that scene later on in the week. So I was a little bit more, I was more relaxed than in the beginning.
Yeah.
But when I first met him, he had sent me this huge bouquet of flowers.
To say sorry about the fat?
Sorry, I'm so sweaty.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That's horrible.
Did you just have a box of white feeder t-shirts so he could change them out during the scene?
Oh my God.
As he soaked through them?
Oh. look, we don't, he's a great actor and we love that show, but...
But it was.
We're just feeling for you.
So I mean, honestly, trust me. I had a ball, like, and I didn't expect to, but I had a lot of fun with him. And so he sent me this bouquet of flowers that said, and it said, this was the day before. It said, "Don't be nervous because I suck." So he was kind of self deprecating, and that was cool. And then I saw him, and he's so big in real life. Like, I mean, just his shoulders, like his personality, like he's a huge person, and
he's one of those presences that when they walk in the room, everybody knows.
You just
knows.
Know he's there, right, you know? And when he's gone, you know he's not there. And
there's
and
a lot more room in the room when he's gone.
God.
Everybody can breathe again.
So
I can move. Remember, I thought I was in a phone booth.
See what I'm saying?
It's the boys' locker room. You guys wouldn't be able to handle 2 seconds
That's
if Lisa
correct.
May and I were in the girls' locker room. You wouldn't
so
be
right.
able to.
You're right.
You
but we'd like
a, let's go into a girls' locker room and find out.
Okay.
We'd like a webcam if that's acceptable.
But anyway, so I just, you know, you can't treat him with kid gloves. And I kind of picked that up right from the beginning. And I was just giving him, can you say...
No.
Okay.
No. Crap. So, you can say crap.
Okay, so I was kind of giving him crap for, like, sending me flowers, because that's I can't take flowers on the plane and brag to my friends, but I can take a size 7 Jimmy Choo.
Sure.
Yes.
And I was just like, why didn't you send me that? And, you
like
know,
it.
From the beginning, so we just kind of had this really cool rapport with each other, and, you know, I just kind of busted his chops, and, you know, the impression I got, and he really liked me, and, you know, we had great chemistry on screen, and... And it worked, honestly. Like, I don't have anything.
We don't want you to say anything bad. That's our
yeah.
No.
But
and it was great. The work was great. The scene, that whole episode was terrific.
It was a good episode. David Chase was very happy with it. And
Well, I mean,
we
you're
were
lucky.
All very
got,
happy with it.
You guys,
got part of. You got to be part of the Sopranos. I mean, as an actor, you can't ask for anything better than that, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
And on the L Word, did you get to make out with any chicks?
You said that so.
That's a great question.
Innocently.
Just me being hopeful.
Just,
that's all. Because I don't know. I don't
well,
watch that show. But
did you and Jennifer?
Yeah, but not everybody on the show is a lesbian.
No, we didn't. No. I did. I had a fair share of my kissing chapstick and, you know, liking it or no.
Favorite thing ever?
Anyway, yeah, I did. I made out with an actress named Kate. Why is this conversation about me making out with chicks?
Guys. Like,
it's
where
the
did
L word.
It's
a show about lesbians.
Come on, throw us a bone.
I think you already have one.
What season were you on? Because
nicely
I'm on Netflix
done.
Right now. Season 2?
I was in the second and third seasons.
Second, third. All right, I'm Netflixing you right now.
Okay,
I'd love
fine.
To Netflix
is
you.
Is there any chance that Danny
Reese... Just go... You know what? The best parts are on YouTube. Just go YouTube it. You don't need to see all the, like, lesbian soap opera. Just go
okay,
see the good stuff
right.
on YouTube.
That's a good tip.
I won't subject you to all of that.
Is there any chance that Danny Reese, after having sex with Donna Logue, might become a lesbian later
no.
on
might
in
turn
on
to the
life?
No.
As, you know what? As masculine as Danny's energy is, she's very much a chick.
Mm-hmm.
She's incredibly put off
until
by...
she meets Christina Hendricks, who is Charlie Cruz's stepmother to be. Then
oh,
I think
she's a stunning woman.
That's
isn't
what I'm
she?
Talking
yeah.
about.
She's
then
she's,
Danny
she's
might
stunning.
Danny might get swayed. I
she
think.
Almost looks like a modern day Marilyn Monroe to me. If
yeah,
you look
yeah.
at a picture of her.
If anyone that is listening that writes the show Life, you might want to go in that direction. I'm just suggesting a direction.
And trust me, they'll do it. They'll do it.
Speaking of direction, how are they going to handle your impending motherhood? Are you going to?
Well, they're not writing it in, and. So pretty much I'm wearing trench coats and sitting behind desks all the time.
How many more do you have to shoot before you're done for the season?
Let's see, 18. We have three more. Well, including the one that's being shot now, 18, 19, 20, and 21. We're only doing 21. But they, you know, what they've done is because you just can't work those 17-hour days every single day when you're pregnant. And so they kind of, they've split us up. They've split the partners up. And I'm not the FBI being interrogated about the conspiracy because I'm going to be drawn into the conspiracy somehow. And Charlie is, Cruz is, he's on the beat. And, you know, they're bringing another partner in to work with him on the case as I'm being interrogated by the FBI. So I think that, you know, the goal is to make the partners kind of mistrust each other and to create some, a little bit of tension possibly between the two. And the next season,
but you're not
going to
be
bring them back.
You're not going to be out of those episodes.
No, though, no, no, no. I'm still in every episode.
Okay, good.
I'm still in every episode. It's in my contract. I have to.
All right. Well, we are unfortunately out of time, Sarah Shahi.
No, thanks so much for having
me,
guys.
We have plenty of show left. We have plenty of show left.
Bean, here's really what you need to search: the most awesome makeout montage, the L word. That's what you need to search on YouTube.
Oh, my
gosh. The one on YouTube? Okay, awesome. I will.
That's the one you need to search.
We're so glad we got a chance to meet you. We are going to take you up on your offer to come back and see us again sometime.
I would love that.
Like a very special sweeps episode that you need some help promoting, please come on back. The show is called Life. It airs Wednesday nights. That's the night, folks, at 9 o'clock on NBC. Sarah Shahi. Really.
Thank you so much.
The best.
Great to meet you. Thank you. So, Matt Money Smith, former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, now has a big-time national program on Fox Sports Radio, joins us now on K-Rock. Hey, Matt, how are you, man?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
We have very little time, but a couple things we're dying to get your take on. First of all, should we believe Brett Favre when he tells us this time he means it, he's really retiring?
Well, since he's done it five times before, probably not. But I guess following in the footsteps of, you know, Joe Namath the Ram and Johnny Unitas the Charger, this is how the greats typically go out, with one uncelebrated season in another uniform. So I guess it kind of follows the script.
But he can't look back and go, yes, that's how I wanted to do it. I really wanted that extra season so I could really not do much.
Yeah, I ruined the final four games of the season for the New York Jets, so they missed the playoffs. What a way to go out.
Yeah, that seems bad.
It is sad because everybody loves Brett Favre, I think. I mean, I may be generalizing, but generally sports fans admire the guy very much and his contribution to the game. And it looked like for the first half of his season with the Jets that he was going to make a miracle comeback, a guy who everybody thought was retired, and it looked like he was going to lead his team to the playoffs. It just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, I think that's just age. You know, it got to him. You know, that's it. You know, when you get to that 12th, 13th game and your arm is turned, you know, to be as limp as a noodle, you just, there's nothing you can do anymore. And I think that's what he realized. That
no
he
doubt.
Have it.
No. All right. Well, that's the big news that broke this morning. The reason we asked Money to have we wanted him to come on the program today is because we're having trouble deciding whether Alex Rodriguez's new nickname should be A-Roid, A-Hole. What are the other ones that you heard, Money? A-Fraud. What should we be using?
Douchey
Doucherstein. All right. I'm not a
Orangey McFrosted Tips. There's all kinds of names you can attach to A-Rod. He's pretty hateable. There's no question about that. And this, of course, he's polarizing. He is a great baseball player. Very well could have gone down as the greatest to have ever played. Five-tool player, meaning he can do it all in the field, at the plate. You know, hit for power, hit for average. You know, takes pitches, get walks, the whole deal. Doesn't strike out a lot, but you know, he's just a weird dude. He's a guy who is so desperately wants to be liked that he tries to say the right things all the time and just comes off sounding disingenuous all the time. So people don't like him.
But why don't people, his teammates, Joe Torre has got this book out. I guess he doesn't have a lot of nice things to say about A-Rod. Why do other people on his team not like the dude either? Because he certainly brings it on the field.
Well, maybe it's because he put zinc on his lips. I don't know. Purple glittery lips.
That'll do it.
He's a weird dude. He goes out with shemale strippers in Toronto and dates 52-year-old Madonna.
Yeah.
Freak.
Now, Money, help me understand the controversy, because it seems to me if what he was doing in 2003 was legal as far as Major League Baseball is concerned.
Yeah, well,
why is there a controversy?
The steroid policy was not instituted until 2004. There's a controversy because A-Rod likely, by the time his career is done, is going to hold the all-time home run record.
Right.
Which is the most hallowed of all records, now held by Barry Bonds. We saw what a disaster that was when he broke it.
Right.
Because of steroids. And people that like baseball, they're stat freaks. You know, that is what baseball is. That's why, football's popular because it's violent and people can gamble on it. Baseball is popular because of statistical history. Statistics have been kept for hundreds of years.
So, but here's my my follow-up, Money. It seems like if everyone was allowed to do that steroid through 2003, there's no story unless he was doing it after it was banned.
Right, and I think that's kind of what a lot of people that defend the players say, is if base, you know, this is baseball's fault. This is not a player fault. This is not the player's fault. This is baseball's fault for choosing to cash in on the steroid era, the popularity of the home run, the fact that after the strike of the mid-90s, you know, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa all juiced to the rafters with their back knee and their puffy faces. You know, getting people back into the parks is what the owners signed up for, so why now are you throwing the players under the bus? You know, they allowed it to happen, so why are the players at fault? I think the flip side of that, of course, is taking drugs that are considered to be illegal when not prescribed by a physician is not necessarily the good old-fashioned slice-of-apple-pie American way. So you're not going to be very popular when you're taking drugs to do what people don't think you could have done had you not taken those drugs.
But all the players could have.
Well, you know, I guess if they wanted their balls to shrink and their hair to fall out, they could have.
No, what I'm saying, as far as the league is concerned, legally, it would have been okay for all players to do it at that
point. Yeah, I mean, look, and that's kind of, like I said, that is one of their points. Unfortunately, it's illegal in society. Baseball is not just, you know, is not a society within America which plays by its own rules. You know, I guess the, right. the original, the man who originated the players' union, Marvin Miller, yesterday, said exactly that. He's like, look, people don't get arrested for using steroids in the United States, you know, that there aren't, you know, Mike can speak to this. You know, I mean, you know what I mean. He knows about this stuff, but there haven't been long-term studies. They haven't determined what using roids in the proper, you know, in the proper moderation, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and that's kind of what their defense is. How does this differ from Gaylord Perry throwing spitballs for 10 of his 20-year career and getting inducted into the Hall of Fame? Isn't that cheating? You know, remember there were reports of Major League Baseball juicing the balls,
right,
making them harder so they flew farther.
Right.
Doesn't that affect records? So, you know, you're either all right with the changes in the game, which, you know, for a decade or so included steroids, or you're not. But you have to be not all right with them across the board, you know, raising the mound, lowering the mound, juicing the balls, putting them in a humidifier in Coors Field, all that.
Anything baseball can do to make it easier to watch, I think they should do, because that's a boring-ass sport.
Shrinking dudes' balls is what they did for a decade.
That's fine. That's fine.
You do make an excellent point, Money, and I'm glad we had you on to explain it that way. Basically, you either have to decide that a lot of factors were in play that are going to affect statistics, and then you just decide whether those statistics are meaningful for you. If you want to have fun with them and compare them, players from different eras, go ahead and do that. If you don't because they don't mean anything to you, then don't. It's basically up to the fan at this point to decide what they think is important.
Right, and like Kevin said, look, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, juicing, they pitched, so they're throwing the ball harder, and maybe they're better pitchers because of that, so does that then even it out. You know, pitchers are juicing, batters are juicing, playing field level.
There's going to be so many of these. There's so many of these guys, Money, who have used the steroids now. We're almost out of time here. When it comes time for A-Rod to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, clearly he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Is this even going to be remembered and even brought up by anybody who's going to choose not to vote for him because of steroids?
Well, that's a good point, because he's probably got another, you know, minimum 7-8 years to his career. And if he continues to put up these kind of numbers like he did when he was just a beanpole of a dude in Seattle and continues in New York, then I think it will be overlooked, and they'll let him in. It's not like Mark McGwire, who came into the league, you know, all of a sudden got gigantic and started mashing home runs, and that's all he could do.
Right.
A-Rod does much more. I mean, he is clearly, he's like Barry Bonds, did so much more before the steroids.
Mad Money Smith and our friend Petros Papadakis, of course, weekday afternoons from 4 till 7 on AM 570. Money, thanks for coming on, dude. We enjoyed talking to you.
Absolutely, guys.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
You're not Sarah Shahi.
No, I'm not.
No.
Neither are you.
Not even close.
She's gone, Ralph. She had to leave. She had to go to work.
Neither's Columbo over there in the trench coat behind you.
Nope, he's
like solving crimes.
I don't know what Psycho Mike's deal is today, but
excuse me, am I bothering you? Can I ask you a question, please? Those shoes you're wearing, are those new shoes?
He's wearing a jacket straight out of the 1970s TV.
He's wearing a Columbo trench coat
with nothing underneath, frightening.
It's very strange. Sarah Shahi.
Yeah.
Gonna have
She's
to move
nice,
on,
right?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Talented, beautiful, and could not be sweeter.
Yeah. It's awesome when they come in and they're way nicer than they need to be for as hot as they are.
Yeah, it rarely happens. Great stuff off of TMZ's website. It's one of our favorite entertainment news websites, and they've got some fascinating stuff. Just hit the wire, including what may be the cause for the argument between Chris Brown and Rihanna that evening where she ended up beaten and bloodied, and he ended up in a whole mess of trouble. According to TMZ.com, Chris Brown received a text message from another woman while he was driving with Rihanna in the car. The reference in the text, according to a police source, says that the text from the woman wrote about hooking up with Chris later.
Ah, booty call.
Oops.
Turns out women don't like that when you get those texts.
They don't?
Nope. Huh. The argument ensued, and then, of course, as we all know, Rihanna ended up injured, allegedly from Chris Brown. He hit her so hard, according to this story, that she could barely open her eyes for the photos they took at the crime scene.
Oh, my God.
Her eyes were so swollen.
Wow.
Almost completely swollen shut. She had a fat lip, split lip. Nose was badly bloodied. Contusions on her forehead and both sides of her face.
Wow.
So,
look, that's horrible, and no one deserves to be hit. But let's be honest. Women, don't read your men's texts, right? I mean, that's the bigger message.
Is that the moral of the story?
Don't you think it is?
Maybe.
What business does she have looking at his text? He's got enough text. It's for him. It's not for you.
You a little worried about someone checking your texts, Bean?
I'm just saying.
Because Bean's got Bean's so problem. Many ladies on the side, Lisa. He's afraid his wife might find
Maybe
out.
Maybe he's cheating on the pig with another pig.
Oh, that's possible.
See what I'm saying?
I'm just suggesting perhaps another story to make that point. Maybe.
Yeah.
A different story.
Bean's nothing
about
sensitive.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Would have avoided the whole problem. That's all.
And you know, Kevin often has his people that we talk about here in the show.
Brilliant.
About time to give a shout out to one of my peeps.
Oh.
TMZ also reporting that an out of control fan reportedly threw a beer and gave the finger to Toby Keith during a concert on Saturday.
Really?
According to onlookers, he worked his way down to the front of the stage. Threw a beer at him and flipped him the bird. Started cussing at Toby Keith.
He went to a concert to do that? Why would he even take the time and effort?
Because I bought him the ticket.
Oh, all right.
and the beer.
Paid him to do it.
And Toby Keith jumped off the stage and attacked the dude.
Wow.
All right, then.
Security had to escort the guy, and apparently he was cursing at Toby Keith all the way out.
Did Toby Keith stick his American boot up the guy's American ass?
I believe he did. Jumped off the stage, confronted the guy, calling him a punk-ass mother effer. And then security quickly escorted the man from the concert. Toby said when he got back on stage, "I'm sorry to act like that. I've never acted like that before." Yeah, right. You redneck piece of... Yeah,
can't
you've
say that.
Never... Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Ralph? You're usually all about calm solutions to altercations, I'm sure, Toby. Usually sit down like Condoleezza Rice and just hammer out an accord with some guy who flips you the bird in a bar.
Ralph doesn't like country music.
If his boot had to go somewhere, Ralph.
He stuck his American boot in his fingernail.
It's a shame to waste that beer rather than just save it for Toby's horses, though.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Come on.
Because that's what...
Wow.
Wow.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
You ruined everything.
Yeah, he does. He ruins everything.
You're a ruiner of things.
He's a thing ruiner.
Yep. That's
what you are.
Yep.
Katherine Heigl and T.R. Knight are leaving Grey's Anatomy. This according to one of their co-stars, James Pickens, who plays Dr. McSweaty on that show.
Dr. Chief Weber, I think, is who he plays on the show.
He's not a Mick something? Oh, nope. They're all Mick something.
No,
just two of them.
Catherine has been complaining for some time about the quality of the writing on the show, most notably during the Emmy nominations, when she did not submit herself for a nomination, saying the writers didn't give her a scene worthy of being considered for an Emmy.
Yeah.
And T.R. Knight's been complaining he doesn't get enough screen time.
He hasn't been on much lately, I must say.
He also complained to the obvious lack of oiled up young muscular men on the show for some reason. He's been complaining about that. Too,
I'm pretty sure he didn't say that.
I don't know. I don't think how they fix that on that show.
Let's see what he thinks about his screen time when he leaves. Let's see about that.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Leslie Nielsen, one of our favorites here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's 83 years old today. We've had the opportunity to talk to Leslie several times, and it's always an exercise in confusion.
Well, he's not as sharp as he once
was. He's plenty sharp. I just think he's having a sharp conversation inside his own head. That
you guys spoof War of the Worlds. You spoof The Grudge, The Village, Saw, Million Dollar Baby. How many of those movies have you seen?
How about the basketball game?
Basketball game. Remind me about the basketball game. I forget.
Am I talking about the... Who am I talking to?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin,
I do police work. You can't be found.
That's correct, yes.
Where are you? You're in Dallas, right?
We're in Dallas, yes.
Yeah. Whole other conversation he's having with somebody else in his head.
Yeah.
Tina Louise, she was Ginger on Gilligan's Island. She's one of the last remaining castaways, I think. They're almost all gone. I think it's her and Don Wells who played Marianne. Mm-hmm. Maybe the professor, but I think
professor's it.
Everyone else is gone.
Bean knows for a fact.
Bean has a Google alert on the death of the Gilligan's Isle cast, so he knows.
Ralph, I don't know any more about it than you do. I'm just confirming that what you're saying is right. There's three left, four gone. Yeah.
Burt Reynolds is 73 years old today. What? Yeah, Burt Reynolds. Who do you such a Burt Reynolds fan?
Love really? Him.
Best Burt Reynolds movie ever?
The original Longest Yard.
That's what I'm going to say, too. Yeah. Although Smokey and the Bandit, the first one.
Smokey and the Bandit, pretty strong. That car, and he talked on the CB a lot.
He sure drove that Trans Am.
Gator rips. It's all good.
It's all good. Sheryl Crow's 47. Governor Sarah Palin turns 45. Jennifer Aniston hits the big 4-0 today. Kelly Slater's 37. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park is 32. Brandy, singer and actress, is 30 years old. Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child turns 28. And Danity Kane singer Aubrey O'Day, soon to be seen in the pages of Playboy, turns 25 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. And speaking of Playboy, by the way, I did not get your take on our guest, Miss Katrina Darrell, the crazy bikini bitch from American Idol this morning. What did you think about
her? She's plenty attractive. And
yeah,
she's much more sane than I expected her to be.
Yeah, I did. I don't watch the show, so I didn't know. But yeah, she seemed
pretty rational.
Yeah,
I think sometimes a lot of people complain it's always the editing in these reality shows. I think sometimes they do edit these people to make them look in the worst possible light to get the maximum amount of drama out of the situation. You know?
And some of it is she may be one of those crazy like a Fox people who is taking advantage of an opportunity and acting out a little bit more dramatically than she might ordinarily because she knows that it's good television. So.
Yeah.
So
I can't hear what you're saying. We're watching Sarah Shahi make out with an actress from The L Word right now.
On
YouTube.
I want to thank Ms. Shahi for stopping by, too. The TV show is called Life.
Oh, look at that.
It is tonight at 9 on NBC.
Yes. Right.
And thanks to Matt Money Smith for joining us.
What?
All right, you got to search for Shane and Carmen Makeup. Bean.
What was this, on Showtime? Okay.
Shane and Carmen Makeup.
Damn, they're making something. They're making babies.
Oh. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk to Jocelyn
Wheaton.
They're
making lesbian babies.
He's the creator of Dollhouse, which airs Friday night. We're going to talk to him on tomorrow morning show. And this afternoon, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. We've got some tickets for the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. I'm sorry. I'm sidetracked now. For the singles, whatever we're doing with the singles. Back to you, Bean.
You can't watch Hot Chicks make it out on YouTube and talk on the radio at the same time. It's just too much. Speaking of Hot Chicks, Kat Corbin
nice
is up next.
Nice and gentle.
40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Muse. Also, the latest from U2, the Chili Peppers, Coldplay, Face to Face, and more next after this.
Face to Face. They're sucking face with their.
For a Wednesday afternoon, of course, this Friday night, we're going to be in Hollywood at a place called On the Rocks for our Kevin and Bean Singles Party brought to you by the movie Friday the 13th. And we're going to have tickets that we're going to give away in about 10 minutes or so, an afternoon shot for you to join us if you're 21 and up and single. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a few minutes here on K-Rock.
Stefan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. How are you, sir?
I can't complain.
Stefan Sachs is the official Kevin and Bean legal commentator. He's with Sachs and Sachs in Los Angeles, very well-respected partner at a very well-respected law firm. And every once in a while we come to you and we say, hey, do we have a case? And so far you haven't really given us much hope that our crazy ideas are worth going to court for. But we think we got one for you today, Stefan.
I got to tell you, I think you got a home run here. Ticketmaster's as bad as it gets, and you guys finally picked a good one to go after.
Well, here's the thing. We've been complaining about Ticketmaster for a long time because they F people who want tickets. I mean, that's basically the case.
Yeah.
And every single time a ticket, one of our shows goes on sale, we get hundreds of complaints from people who had a terrible time with Ticketmaster, and that angers us, but we try to, no one cares, that they don't care, they don't respond, nothing seems to make any difference.
Well, the problem is Ticketmaster, to use your phrase, screws over the customer.
Right.
They don't provide a great service to the concert event itself, because you don't have any choices, really. Either Ticketmaster or nothing, you're held ransom to them.
Right.
Pearl Jam's the only group that's really tried to circumvent Ticketmaster. You can't do it.
Yeah, that didn't really work.
They gave up
for them.
They gave up. It was too much work for them because they're the only game in town. If you want to go see a show at the the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater or the Hollywood Bowl or the Staples Center or the Forum or any of the other great venues in Southern California, you're going to have to use Ticketmaster. And they have unreasonable and many, many fees that you have to pay. You're lucky if you can even get through to get a ticket. And even to add insult to injury, now this new thing that they're doing is this legal scalping that they're doing where you think you're buying a $40 ticket to go see a show, and the next thing you know, you're on a site called TicketWeb that they own where they're going to sell you a $400 ticket. And it's gotten to the point now where people are saying it's enough.
It's nice to see that lawmakers are taking a look at this, because you've got antitrust issues with Ticketmaster. You've got fraud issues with Ticketmaster. I mean, what happened with these Springsteen tickets is really just a classic bait-and-switch fraud scheme.
Which is exactly what happened at our Acoustic Christmas, but when we yelled about it, no one cared. But you don't want to piss off the boss. Once you anger Bruce Springsteen, then
people listen.
People actually listen.
Well, one of the things I'm curious about with the whole issue with the resale site is concert sells out in a matter of minutes. In the time it takes for them to redirect you to their resale site on the bait and switch, there's already tickets available.
That's my question. How in the world do people turn around and give their tickets to the resale site in that amount of time?
You're absolutely right. It just seems too quick, and something's not right. And Ticketmaster has a vested interest because they're making money off both ends of it. They really don't care.
So we thought Live Nation is our answer. Live Nation, this is great. They're going to actually have a competitor, so that they're going to have to give the customer a little bit more customer service. And now they're merging with Live Nation, and that seems like I'm not a lawyer, but I don't understand monopoly if this isn't one.
Well, I got to tell you, it looked like a monopoly before all of this came out, and now with all of these questions being raised by Congressman Pascrell and the New Jersey Attorney General and others, I don't think this is going to be a slam dunk merger. I think the government's going to be concerned about real antitrust issues, especially in this current economic climate. We don't want someone who just has the power to print money and take advantage of the American consumer. You've got no choice.
Is there any advantage in, or would you recommend us sniffing around at some sort of a class action lawsuit against Ticketmaster as people who do buy tickets and do feel like we're being taken advantage of by this monopoly company?
As far as class action lawsuits go, this isn't necessarily a bad one. I've got to be honest. You've got a large number of people who are affected, which is what basically constitutes a class. A lot of people who are similarly situated, victimized in the same way. And I think you've got a lot of issues that need to be investigated with Ticketmaster that may yield a fruitful lawsuit. The problem with class action suits, as far as I'm concerned, is they may correct bad behavior on the part of an evil defendant. But in terms of what your listeners and what fellow concert goers are going to get out of us, may not be what they're hoping for.
I don't think, but in this particular case, like there's a group of people in Canada that are suing, class action lawsuit for $500 million. I don't know that anyone really thinks they're going to get a hefty payday out of it. But
they want to fix this.
It certainly would be nice if they actually started acting like they weren't a monopoly and people didn't, you know, get ripped off quite as brazenly. Other than that, I don't think anybody cares.
Well, I think if you're going into it from that standpoint, you may get real change. And in that regard, it really does make sense. And I think if you see more class action lawsuits against Ticketmaster, that's going to put even further pressure on the Federal Trade Commission and lawmakers and the Justice Department to really take a close look and make sure that this industry is either better regulated or at least not a monopoly.
All right. This is outstanding news. You've definitely given us some food for thought. I feel much better than I did that time we were trying to sue the weather chick into wearing more skimpy clothing on her newscast. So I feel like we're making some progress here with you, Stefan. And we'll definitely talk to you more about this off the air and stay in touch on this, because something's got to be done. And we're probably not the guys to do it, but we're at least willing to talk about it as if we are.
That's half the battle right there. At least you're raising awareness.
Yeah, for now. For now, until we're shut up by our own company.
Okay. Sachs and Sachs is the law firm down there on the Avenue of the Stars in Los Angeles, and it's SachsandSachs.com if you want to get in touch with Stefan or any of the other fine attorneys at the firm. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
It filters through.
Everywhere I go, people say, Kevin, when are you going to play Chevelle again? And we say, now! Now we're going to play Chevelle.
It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde for a Wednesday afternoon. I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that we are going to be invading Hollywood this Friday at On the Rocks on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, which is where we were last year, by the way. This year, it's not technically a Valentine's Day party because it's February the 13th. In fact, it's Friday the 13th, and they are our sponsors for our horrible singles party.
If you're single, then Valentine's Day is the scariest day of the year. That's why Kevin and Bean are having their horrible singles party Friday the 13th.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing my trademark. You mind?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. That's your bit. It's very impressive.
I don't know why I do that before I kill somebody.
Yeah.
Kind of give them a heads up I'm coming.
That's true.
I wanted to talk to you about that. We're happy that you're coming to the party Friday the 13th. You're the star of the movie. We get the tie-in and all that. But no killing at our party on Friday
night. Come on.
No don't
just
kill
a little killing.
No killing.
Just one. Just
party.
One murder.
No.
It depends. Let's talk to our listeners.
What if I murder just a little kid, like a child?
No.
What little murder?
You have to be 21 to be there.
Murder a short person.
Okay, short is fine.
Just a little murder.
Short is not fine. I'm short.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
All right. We give away tickets every morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We've been trying to squeeze them into the afternoon show as well, even though we only have an hour. We do have Gabe on the line if you want to talk to him and find out what his story is. He says he is 21 and up. He is single. He is looking. He wants to join us Friday night. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Gabe.
Tell us about Valentine's Day Pass. You have a pretty funny story.
Yeah, I kind of met a girl on MySpace. She had a really cute profile picture, you know. And so I ended up picking her up for kind of a blind date on Valentine's Day. And found out she was 6 months pregnant.
Sweet.
And, like, totally, completely deaf in one ear.
All right. All right, good.
Because I was cracking jokes and she wasn't laughing at all.
That's so she must have been deaf.
Yeah.
And was the man still in the scene, or her dude?
Apparently the baby daddy was still living with her and her family.
Nice.
Are you kidding?
Okay. All right, hold on a sec. How much chatting did you do with her before you guys agreed to get together on Valentine's Day?
A lot, and she never mentioned any of this.
How do you not bring up that you're 6 months pregnant? How is that not a factor when you're talking about dating someone?
Because he won't take you to dinner.
Gabe, is it possible that you're dense? Like, you didn't see it coming, but when you look back on it, you go, wow, there were a lot of signs.
I don't think so. All her pictures were from the neck up.
Sure.
She looked cute.
Wow.
That's
well, you know, it's what's on the inside that counts.
That's true.
And on the inside, she had another person.
Right. All right. So where did you end up taking her for dinner that night?
We were going to go to Cheesecake Factory, but she wanted to go to In-N-Out, which is close to her house.
Oh, that's a good call.
The most romantic of all fast food restaurants.
That was code, dude. You just missed it. She wanted to go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, she'd already been to In-N-Out. That was the problem. So did she make you buy food for her and for her boyfriend?
Yeah, her dad called her up while we're eating, and he goes, hey, can you get us food? And, you know, she didn't have any money, and so I bought it for her. I think I actually bought her boyfriend dinner.
Wow, you're a nice guy.
He really is. I really like him.
Did you get a shake for the fetus?
Oh, that's messed up.
Just saying, fetuses can't eat burgers.
Oh, yeah, we're messed up. We're the ones.
All right. Well, Gabe, considering what an awful story it is, it sounds like you emerged with a pretty good sense of humor. I'm fine with Gabe coming to the party. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Jason, you all right with Gabe?
Absolutely.
All right, Gabe. We'll see you on Friday night.
See you then.
All right. All right. Jason, you got someone else for us this afternoon?
How about Jennifer? Can we talk to Jennifer?
Yeah. Let's get Jennifer on the line here.
Jennifer, girls are hot.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay. We'll see. This is a classic story of not remembering what those pictures were about.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean and Jason from Friday the 13th.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good.
Good, how you doing?
So, it's still kind of weird with us that we're hanging out with Jason from Friday the 13th, to be honest.
What? We can't be friends?
And he seems to be genuinely in a pretty good mood most of the time.
I am.
He's misunderstood.
But why do you kill so much then if you're actually a pretty nice guy, Jason?
Everybody's got to make a living.
That's true.
I guess
that's
just it. A squirrel looking for a nut, man.
All right, Jennifer, you sent us an email with a bunch of pictures of you and another girl in a bathtub.
I did.
What?
How is this New Year's?
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about New Year's.
All right, that's New Year's. I met a guy a couple of weeks before New Year's. We went on a couple of dates, and he was really sweet. I really liked him. He invited me to a New Year's party. He's not much of a drinker, and I'm not much of a drinker, but I did. And I drank a little too much. The tequila shots were flowing, and I had too much to drink. The last thing I remember was downing a glass of champagne, and I woke up the next morning with those pictures on my phone. I don't even remember that girl's name, and the guy hadn't called me since. I tried texting him.
Yeah, he's just not that into you.
No,
someone had to say it.
I haven't had any luck with guys. I haven't been on a date since, and I really want to try to find somebody.
Hold on. Hey, time out.
Go back
to the photos. Because I didn't really hear what they were.
The photos. Okay, there is a picture of me and a girl with our cell phones in a closet. We look atrocious. My hair is, like, cockeyed, and I don't know what we're doing in the closet, or I have, like, my fist up, like I want to punch
the What? Hey. What the hell?
Hey, take it easy.
Was your fist cockeyed, too?
And then there's one more. There's one in the bathtub. I'm on top of her, fully clothed. I don't know.
That's my favorite part. Wow. She and another girl are in a bathtub, and she has no idea who this other girl is.
No. Really ridiculous, I know. It's the tequila. Never again.
I think we want to involve people in this party who black out. that's a good trend.
It always makes it more interesting.
But you have to promise us that we can get all of the pictures off your cell phone the next day.
Oh, my God. Okay. I promise.
All right.
All right, Jennifer. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Friday night at On the Rocks. All right, okay, Jason.
A lot of talk in there. That's all I'm saying.
She does talk a lot.
She talks pretty fast.
But she parties.
Yeah, but she talks.
She does talk.
We're going to give away a couple more pairs of tickets if you want to call right now. If you want to join us, you're 21 and up. 1-800-520-1067. We'll have more tomorrow morning. Thanks, Jason, for joining us.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Wednesday afternoon, Ralph Garman joins us with the Showbiz Beat, the pneumonia edition of the Showbiz Beat. How you feeling, Ralph?
Yeah, I was just saying, I have the Benjamin Button of colds. It started out okay, and now it's getting worse as it goes along. It's supposed to be the opposite, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to kind of...
supposed to feel crappy the first couple days, and then you start increasingly feeling better.
How's that working out for you?
Not so much.
Not as good.
I can't imagine what the problem is, but it sucks. I know that.
Well, smoke more. That'll help. I'm just saying.
See what you did there?
That's what's needed.
You attacked my habit.
Not at all.
You wound me,
he
sir.
Says not at all. How does he say not at all?
No, that's not what he meant at all.
You wound me with your witticisms, Oscar Wilde.
For the Ralph this week.
Here's a guy who's just as funny as Bean, finally getting his due. Larry the Cable Guy. Comedy Central has just announced their all-star lineup to roast Larry the Cable Guy.
Can I be
on the dais, please?
Oh, man.
I'd love to roast Larry the Cable Guy. And by roast, I mean murder.
Well, you're not a big fan, if that's what you're saying.
You know why?
Bad?
Yeah, he's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Ralph, you made an excellent point that's always stuck with me, is in all of his movies and specials, he always is playing somebody else. You can't be Larry the Cable Guy and then be a health inspector.
That just doesn't make any goddamn sense. Right. You can't be a pesticide salesman and Larry the Cable Guy. You gotta be the Cable Guy.
Be the Cable Guy or don't.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Here's the lineup for who's going to be roasting Larry. This takes place on March 1st. Apparently, will air on the 15th on Comedy Central. Here's their all-star lineup. Jeffrey Ross, who apparently is contractually obligated to do every one of these roasts.
He's funny.
I can't imagine he would be there otherwise.
I can't either.
But I'm hoping he does a good job of fighting the good fight against Larry the Cable Guy. Toby Keith will be stopping by.
Sure.
Country singer. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Jeff Foxworthy also on the dais.
Of course.
Wow. This is another circle of hell.
This is your idea of what hell is.
When I die, and I have been bad, I will go to hell. This is who will be hosting hell for me. Lisa Lampanelli.
Sure.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Yep.
Yes, he will.
He'll be there in drag. And Dan Marino? Famous Miami Dolphins quarterback.
What does he have to do with it?
I don't know, but I'm guessing they couldn't find any comedians who would stand next to Larry the Cable Guy. So now they're down to Dan Marino.
Okay.
They're assholes.
No, come on. So, So Comedy Central has just announced their hot lineup for that.
They got to get David Cross.
Oh.
If they wanted viewers.
If they wanted a real show, that's who they would bring on.
If they wanted viewers.
And put him on first, and then just watch them all cry.
Because if you haven't read David Cross's scathing stuff on Larry the Cable Guy, you really owe it to yourself to find it on the internet. It is spectacular. David is just one of my heroes. TMZ tells us what the problem was between Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Syphilis.
Nope, that wasn't it.
That's not it at all.
Apparently, while they were in the car after the Clive Davis party, Chris got a email, or text rather, from another woman saying she was looking forward to hooking up with Chris Brown later.
This is the night before the Grammys, and they were both supposed to perform, right?
Right.
On the Grammys.
Rihanna was in the car at the time he received the text and was none too pleased. That's when the argument started. Apparently, he pulled the car over. She got out of the car, and then things escalated from there. Allegedly, Chris beat her so badly with his fists. The cops say on the scene when they tried to take photos of her injuries, she could barely open her eyes. They were so swollen shut.
Wow.
Fat lip. Her mouth was swollen. Her nose was badly bloodied. Contusions on her forehead, both sides of her face. A cut on her lip as well. So horrible, horrible beating she took, allegedly at the hands of Chris Brown. We'll know more as the case unfolds, but I'm looking forward to stop saying allegedly at some point.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
It's okay.
Hope that dude goes to jail for a long time.
Her grandma says that she's okay. Clara Braithwaite, who is her grandmother in her native Barbados, said that her granddaughter is physically fine, healing, doing well. Doesn't want people to worry. She's still devastated, but apparently is on the mend. So that's good news. Maria Menounos tells us she has a theory while Jessica Simpson is looking a little beefy these days. She says it's because Jessica is finally happy.
Aww.
Maria told Fox News that Jess may be carrying a few extra pounds because she's in a comfortable spot in her life and she's in love with her boyfriend Tony Romo.
Isn't
well, it's bad
just
news for Tony Romo, no then, kidding. Isn't it? I bet Tony wishes she was a little more unhappy. Oh, I'm feeling so great. I'm just going to become a big heifer. Oh, great. It's good for milking, not good for dating.
Does that mean Maria Menounos is saying that she's miserable because she's not fat?
I wondered that.
I just hope Maria never gets happy.
Mm. Yeah, no kidding.
Speaking of heifers and milking, Salma Hayek's in the news. I don't know if you've seen the video on the internet, but apparently while traveling to Sierra Leone recently, Salma Hayek was confronted with the devastating effects of extreme poverty there in Africa. She ran across a woman who was so undernourished she could no longer produce milk for her newborn. So Salma, being a new mother herself, took it upon herself to literally help the starving child and let the baby breastfeed at her ample bosom.
That is, I really want her boobs.
Yeah, so do I.
I know that's not supposed to turn us on.
And with anyone else, it probably wouldn't.
But, sorry.
But Salma, I
don't have any control about that.
The Nightline cameras were apparently there, and the footage is available online. Reportedly, shortly after the event, the small village made Salma Hayek their queen. Built a large totem pole in her image.
Giant-sized cans.
Did the Africans make totem poles? Or is that just the Indians?
I don't know, to be honest.
But I'm heavily medicated, and that's the best I can come up with. So
it's a good embellishment to the story. I like it.
Forgive me. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Danity Kane, singer and soon to be seen in Playboy, Aubrey O'Day. She is 25 years old today. Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child is 28. Brandy, you know her as Moesha. And also as the sister of Ray J, who was in that sex video with Kim Kardashian. You also know Brandy as the girl who can't really distinguish the accelerator from the brake pedal. She is 30 years old today. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park, he's 32. Kelly Slater, legendary surfer, is 37. Jennifer Aniston turns 40. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is 45 years old today. Sheryl Crow is 47. Looks pretty good for 47, by the way, Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years and years ago, I think it may have been my first acoustic Christmas, Sheryl Crow played on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the days of All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun, that big smash hit she had.
You've been drinking NyQuil?
No, I remember her distinctly. I remember stepping in front of her at the line getting a beer. She was very
unhappy. It is funny to look back on some of the groups and artists that have played over the years that you wouldn't necessarily think are good fits, but at the time they were.
Yep. Burt Reynolds, I remember when he played Weenie Roast. Remember when Burt came out?
Rocked it.
Yeah.
He really rocked.
And Sally Field came out and did Downbound and Truckin', I think. 73 years.
Such a big liar.
That's true.
Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island, she's 75 years old today, and actor Leslie Nielsen turns 83 years old today. You know, some people lose a little bit of their edge as they get older. Not Leslie Nielsen.
Sharp as ever.
We've had him on a few times to talk about his many feature film appearances, and he is just always, it's remarkable how clever, sharp, and intact his faculties are.
You guys spoof War of the Worlds, you spoof The Grudge, The Village, Saw, Million Dollar Baby. How many of those movies have you seen?
How about the basketball game?
Basketball game. Remind me about the basketball game. I forget.
Am I talking about the... Who am I talking to?
It's Kevin.
Kevin.
You know, I do police work. You can't be found.
That's correct, yes.
Where are you? You're in Dallas, right?
We're in Dallas, yes.
Now Kevin knows what it's like to have people, when people talk to him.
Yeah.
You know what that's like when you can't understand what the other guy's saying.
I feel bad for you all.
I'm sure you do. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, big show here on the Kevin DeBee program. Am I right?
Oh, the biggest.
Maybe bigger than ever.
Like,
biggest of the week.
Why? Tell me.
Just
tell me what you got going on.
The stuff that's
so big.
Really funny and interesting.
Like what?
Sarah Shahi's going to be stopping by talking about her new series, Life.
That was this morning.
Today.
Christian Bale's going to be calling in to apologize for his
That was last Friday. That was Friday. Yeah, we're past that. Done with that.
We got...
It's going to be good, though.
Singles party tickets. We'll be giving those
yes.
away, right?
Okay.
That's,
yes!
We got something. We got something.
Wow. And our old friend Joss Whedon also, by the way, is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow to talk about his awesome, awesome, awesome new show.
Great.
Can't wait.
Dollhouse stars Eliza Dushku.
Yes.
We're getting Joss Whedon in. Yeah, that's who we're talking to.
Well, nice. He's the genius behind the show, though.
Yeah, less genius. A little more You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Ralph.
That's all I'm saying.
Can't say that.
I don't know. Is Joss that big
He does.
All right. Yeah. Then I'm okay.
Nicole Alvarez sounds like someone you'd enjoy then. Ralph, she's next with 60 minutes of commercial-free nonstop K-Rock music, including the Chili Peppers, also Social D. We got some Weezer, Nirvana, 3 Days Grace, Rancid, and more next on K-Rock.